starts the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Sacramento, California. Hello.
Larry King, I want to commend you on your choice of suspenders tonight.
It is black.
I know. This quality, though. This money that belongs to the Iraqi people, can they get that back from Saddam? And are we going to get Don and Mike on the Armed Forces radio over?
Good question. That's a good question. Nick. Christopher, can they get the money some way to... send that money back to the people? He probably took it from them.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
Yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I could give a shit about North Carolina right now. I've got 13 kids in that locker room that I love.
Coach, thank you.
Hey, it's a lady.
See?
Attention. Attention, Nils is dead.
I repeat, Nils is dead, fuckhead. So is Powell. And those four guys from the East German All-Stars, your boys down at the bank,
they're going to be a little late.
I didn't understand you, sir. Right the first time. I don't understand you.
Well, thank you, sir. Whatever that means.
I can't believe I paid for this guy to be here.
Also, in this big program, Don and Mike, who are down at WJFK, I actually know these guys.
Mm-hmm. So are they going to dish it on you?
I'm hoping they forgot. So anyway, they'll be with us. Plus, we're going to include your phone calls, and it's T-shirt Tuesday. Where's the T-shirt?
Do they know that, seriously, that you were like the next David Letterman, that they handpicked you, and they gave you a daytime show, but then they found out you were a bit too caustic for blue-haired ladies during the day?
We want you to know, Steve, we are rooting for you, man. We are pulling for you. There's not a day that goes by where we don't want to see you succeed, baby.
So we're not going to talk about butter?
We're out. Hey, Don and Mike, thank you very much.
Hey, goddammit, you're taking us back?
I'd like to have you back, but I think you're not going to... By the way, we should point out that when Don and Mike with WJFK and much of the world were with us just a couple of minutes ago, we had to say goodbye real fast. That's because we have got the very latest in digital equipment, and they run commercials at a certain time, whether we're through talking or not. So that's why we got a little cut off. Sorry. Anyway, it was delightful to have them with us.
Okay. Hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the Bakersfield Science Building. Great.
This is supposed to be my weekend off. I knew. You got me out here dragging your heavy ass through the burning desert with your dreadlocks sticking out the back of my parachute. You gotta come down here with an attitude, packing all big and bad. And what the hell is that smell?
From what I've seen of their records, the only thing they do contribute is mayhem and chaos.
No, I'm chaos and he's mayhem. We're a double act.
Okay.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Or you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Keep them away!
There
they are. My legal team.
On a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. You discretion advised.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Rockhead and all the ships at sea. Not responsible for the death of little Eva. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. That you find them, don't you?
But the problem is that we're each other's alibi.
That's all right. I think it'll be okay.
We were both in the same place at the same time.
We're in a drive-in movie.
But you can vouch for that?
Yes.
Then you're fine.
Pentacles. We went to see the movie Pentacles, a retrospective. And then John changed the letter afterwards.
Don and Mike show at the new episode on this Friday, April 23rd. And here's your toll-free phone number, 877-365-3636, from anywhere in America. Canadians, are they backing us in this war yet?
Yes.
Now, 800-636-1067. Canada and D.C., 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy there, Buzz.
Hi. And, welcome. Welcome.
Someone call for a doctor.
Welcome.
Welcome. Someone call for a doctor.
Welcome. Welcome.
There you go. That's tighter than a nun.
Fantastic.
That is tighter than a nun. Yeah, I don't know how we're going to get through the day, Rob.
I know, it's sad, isn't it?
Little Eva, boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, she's big Eva.
Huge Eva.
Huge.
It's like all the Beach Boys. Mm-hmm. They're the Beach Men.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this is a classic.
I can't think about Little Eva without getting moist. Everybody's doing my friend.
She will be missed.
And that's, give it a chance now. That would be the beginning and the end of Little Eva's greatest hits. Now, Rob, I know that you'll say, well, what about Let's Turkey Trot?
Well, it's a great record,
Bob. Or Old Smoky Locomotion.
Also a classic.
Or Heidi Ho, or...
That's good.
Making with the Magilla.
My favorite is that one.
That's your favorite?
Get Him.
Get Him.
Rob brought in his CD, The Best of Little Eva, which really...
He has one?
You'll bear with me. From time to time today, out of deference to the Eva family,
tribute.
I will break in and we'll just have moments. Moments.
A chilling tribute to Eva Narcissus Boy.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
It's very nice of you, Rob.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio gods.
Howdy.
Howdy. I know you're ready to start your nonstop weekend party till you puke, but it's the 11th, not the 12th.
Did I really say that? And you know what?
Yes, it's April 11th.
I've got it wrong.
I would never, ever correct you.
No problem.
Sure you were wrong.
No problem. Look, I got it written down here, and I've got it written down here.
Where'd you get the 12th out of it?
I can't see that.
I don't know.
And I wasn't here, sitting here saying, you know, normally I'm paying attention to that.
Nah, but you're right. I'm ready for the... You can. Although it's not going to be the same.
Right.
I got a funeral to go to. So come on. Bye-bye, see.
See you later.
Little Ava.
Little Eva. All we need is, she's a big casket, right?
Huge.
Huge, giant casket. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Hey.
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 Got an update on Blink Radio.
Yes, sir.
I'm up here traveling to New York. It's sickening.
Yeah, I've heard.
Radio for the rest of us.
That's what I've heard.
Finally.
Right.
Your radio has been upgraded.
Yeah, I've heard all of the dumb slogans on Blink 1027.
It's unbelievable. They didn't play Tush, by the way.
No, they didn't.
Tush, shocker.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, we knew that would happen. Yeah.
I'm still trying. I'll keep listening.
All right, my friend.
Goodbye.
See you later.
Tush.
I've heard a lot of stuff about that station, the station we used to be on in New York.
Right.
I also heard that the third song that they played last night was Erotic by Prince.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't bother to edit out the fact that it has the F word like five times in it.
Uh-oh. They just kind of skipped that.
Yeah.
A little oversight.
Right, they went just, you know, it's like, oh, well, that's just four or five F.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Bombs. That's how you...
Why not continue the tradition of not sweating the details?
Right. That's how you make it happen. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don.
And Mike, hi.
Mike, how are you guys?
Well...
You're giving me a heart attack, old buddy.
Why, buddy?
Well, the 12th. Just happens to be my wife's birthday. I haven't gotten her a gift yet. I thought I had a day to go until you said the 12th.
All right, well, see now,
let's did you know what in my pants?
See, there's a silver lining to everything.
Beware.
The only thing
hey, thanks, guys.
The only thing there won't be a silver lining in is the coffin of Little Eva.
You never know, though.
Hopefully they got the nice upgrade.
Might be silver material.
You know, that nice plush velour stuff.
Yeah. Might be something special inside there.
I hope something. Well, you know what, really? I'm laughing on the outside.
You're like Larry King. Why you care?
I'm crying on the inside.
I know.
I'm just, she will be missed. I'm just to pieces.
I understand.
Almost had to take a sick day.
How will you go on, Don?
I don't know. Mike, I'm only here today through the, lots of drinking.
There you go. And lots of antidepressants.
Lots of drinking. Lots of, yeah, Xanax.
Booze and pills are the reason he's here today.
Xanax, Valium, Tylenol.
Right.
Advil. Lotrimin for athlete's foot. I've taken it all.
Claritin D, Ambien. Don, don't think that you're the only one who's affected like this. Think of all the people who aren't getting served in the restaurant where she worked as a fry cook.
Rob knows so much.
Too much
Rob knows
sometimes.
So much about
too much
Leva.
Would be appropriate. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, it's funny enough just to have a gag right. Like once or twice an hour just to go.
Uh-huh.
Right. The world, a little sadder today. God needed a singer.
Everybody amen. Amen, brother.
Oh, God. God damn. But Rob, you know too much about Little Eva. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Scary.
I'm a fan.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
Did you have your idea of the radio DJ reality show copyrighted?
Why do you ask?
Because I was on the Blink-1027 site, and they're having a thing on MTV that they're going to pick a DJ.
Hmm. I'm glad somebody brought this up at this point in the show. At this point, and this is not a gag, at this point, on the advice of my attorneys, I am not commenting on the fact that the radio station in New York has taken my idea.
Hmm. Yeah, it's a little...
For the radio star thing. Yeah.
There's a little behind the scenes.
I have no comment on that. Any comment will come out of the office of Donald D. from in Chicago.
Very good. And you're not playing around.
No, I swear on my kid's life.
I
swear on my kid's life, and it's one of those things.
We can't talk about it, but it was, when you were going over a few... Let me just say without saying anything. When you were going over a few things with me, it's pretty interesting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How certain things have played out, and I think you're doing the right thing.
Yeah. Oh, you're goddamn right I am.
Yeah.
You're goddamn right I am. On the advice of counsel, I'm not commenting.
Very good.
All you guys that are going to call about this, you should know, I know about it.
Very good.
I knew about it last night.
As a matter of fact, didn't they say, well, you told me that they told you the whole Blink thing shouldn't be discussed right now until things get worked out.
That's what our lawyer said. Mm-hmm. Mike and I, we have the same lawyer, so does Buzz.
Because of the situation you're dealing with. Right?
Yeah.
We're kind of looking forward to it, but, because of this recent... I shouldn't say anything more.
No, please don't, because I can't, because that's the whole thing.
But it was mighty interesting, that's all I'm going
to
say.
And it continues to grow hair.
It gets curiouser and curiouser.
It sure do. It sure do.
Interesting.
You know, I've been sued an awful lot of times.
It's fun to turn it around, isn't
it? It's kind of fun to do it the other way.
Yeah. Pretty interesting stuff.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, but that's it, okay? So I can't...
We're going to zip it.
Really? Yeah, got
to... Zip it!
Yeah, zip it. Zip it good. Can't comment on that anymore, but, I've got all kinds of recon coming.
from New York.
Knew you would.
With that station.
W Restitution.
Now, today on the show, we're giving away a Vegas Vacation number 5.
Looking forward to having those naked ladies come in today.
Negative, Mike.
No.
Get out a piece of paper. Yeah. Rodney, will you please supply Mike with a piece of paper and a writing utensil?
I believe he already has. He's done his job adequately today.
And Buzz as well.
I'm ready. All the stuff with little Eva in his brain, he managed to get me a pen and paper.
Everybody out there, it's story time, so get out a pencil and paper. This is how we're going to be giving away the trip today. Everybody's doing a friend's dance now. I'm getting all teary. I got to turn it off.
Stop torturing yourself.
I'm getting all teary, man.
Little Ava.
Ava.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, Mike, how you doing?
We're giving everybody a second to get a piece of paper now for story time.
Very good.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, Don. This is Don from Ocean City.
Hi there.
I miss you down here. It's full of rain. Roads are flooded. But your mics sound a lot crisper today.
They have finally... Remember the screaming match that I had one day last week the day with Wendell talking about how there's no synergy in this company, that our station just gives and gives and we never get anything back. Well, the end of that is near. The end. Well, no kidding. The end result on that was that we finally have got some decent microphone processing equipment,
so you can listen down there in Ocean City and you can tell that our processing has improved.
Yeah, especially on my favorite record, Lil Eva.
Yeah, well, you had to bring it up.
You just upset him, sir.
Damn. Robbie, I need some more underpants. I'm afraid I've bled through this pair.
That's a shame. That's not blood, though.
Oh, dear.
Just released.
So, anyway, they finally fixed the process, and they're working on it.
Did you get a chance to listen last night?
Yeah, and it's a good thing they didn't start it during our show.
Oh, really? They had a little tweaking to do?
That's all I want to say. Anyway, so we got some better equipment, and I can't talk about the other thing on the advice of my attorneys.
Right.
But boy, let me just tell you, last night, if you lived anywhere in my neighborhood, or hell, if you lived in the tri-state area, in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, though D.C. is not a state. If you lived in the metro area last night at about 10 o'clock, if you felt some rumbling and you thought perhaps it was an earthquake or we had some weather coming through the area, it was me stomping my feet.
Uh-huh. You know, all I heard out where I live, and I live fairly far away from you, but I did in the distance. At one point, I went out on my deck last evening, and... off in the distance, I'm not sure if I made it out completely, but what I thought I heard was something that sounded something like this.
Stop, thief. Stop, thief.
I don't know whether that was accurate.
I don't know, Mike. You must have been hearing something bounce off the mouth.
Sure. Not sure what it was.
Here's what I'm seeing today, though.
Buzz now. Come on, you guys. Really? The lawyer said knock it off.
I said no.
So, everybody... You got your paper ready?
Yeah, we're going to tell a story.
Here's how we're giving away a trip to Vegas, and I'll give you the first line of the story.
Okay.
And then as we go through the show at various times, we'll stop down, and myself and Mike and Buzz will each add one word at a time. And you people listening right now have the advantage because you know how the story begins. And, of course, if you listen throughout the entire show, when we get towards the end of the show, when we get towards the news time, I'll say, call in now, read back the story to us. Give it to us in the exact order with the words we've given you, and you win today's trip to Las Vegas, courtesy of Viramax. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX to get your free supply of Viramax Sexual Enhancer. Here's the first line of today's story. We are boycotting the French because... So that's the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The first six words. We are boycotting the French... because, and I'll set you guys up, and I expect to be set up later.
Mm-hmm.
The first new word is they.
All right.
Mike, would you like to go next?
Yes.
Okay.
Smell.
Buzz.
Bad.
So,
I always forget how bad you suck at this game. Why, thank you, Mike.
Sorry.
And you have a good day, too.
I'm sorry. Offensive.
Oh, come on.
Offensive is the word. We'll be able to work it out.
I like having Buzz play the game.
We could actually end the story right there.
Thank you, Buzz.
Certainly.
Don't take that.
I'm sorry, Buzz. I apologize.
All right, thank you.
We are That's why Buzz is the wild card when we play these games.
That's right. It's always interesting.
So for Vegas Vacation number 5, your story begins as such.
It ends, actually. You could end it.
Stop it.
I'll stop.
We are boycotting the French because they smell bad.
Now, that's the last time you're gonna recap.
That. Yes. We are boycotting the French because they smell bad. That's it. Now, at various times during the show, we'll stop right in the middle of a bit or a phone call, whatever we're doing, and we'll say, let's get 3 more words for the story. So now it's imperative that you, the home listener, listen for the whole rest of the show and write down the words as we go along. And by the end of the story, the end of the show, we'll have a fabulous Hallmark-worthy story.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you could actually, you could take our story, immediately put it into production on a major soundstage in Los Angeles, and turn it into one of those TV movies.
And then what you do is you call up, you read back the story with all the words in the correct order, and you win today's trip to Las Vegas. And, of course, you won't want to take the trip, because you'll be so goddamn bummed out. The little Eva's dead.
Little Ava, will be missed.
Stop mocking her.
Sorry.
Little Eva.
Sorry, I should follow yours and Rob's example. I will treat her with the respect she's entitled to.
No amount of traveling to Las Vegas can ever bring her back.
Amen.
Some of us care.
I actually jotted down the fact that she was a fry cook.
Think about Middle Eva. And of course, Big Eva's passed on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, years ago.
But, you know. You got little Eva.
Mm-hmm.
What about tiny Eva? What about embryo Eva?
Yeah.
What about not been born yet Eva? What about sperm Eva?
Oh. Right. And now, afterlife Eva.
Eva.
Well.
Eva, Mike.
It
matters.
Aren't I allowed a little leeway?
Listen, you may think I'm doing this as a joke.
Right.
A diva?
But I care.
Diva the diva?
Okay. Some more calls. Oh, and then I want to say something about this weekend, as a matter of fact, and a surprise.
Oh.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hey, what's wrong with these? What's up with this thing? We're trying to do there. There you go. There, I got it. Hi, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm calling from Delaware. I heard yesterday that you and I think Buzz or whatever is going down to Ocean City this weekend.
Yes, Buzz or whatever he's called. We are going to be in Ocean City this weekend.
That's correct.
It's really going well for you in this thing.
What's his name?
You said something about going to Scandals. Well, I'm just giving you a warning.
Negative.
Are you going to the paddock like you always do?
No, we said we're going to Secrets.
Secrets, yes.
Yeah.
They said they're having a hip-hop extravaganza there this weekend with OC-104 broadcasting.
Just try to keep it away.
So I'm not going to go because it's going to be like lots of colored people there, right?
Nothing against colored people. Just giving you a heads up before you got down there.
Well, thank
you're not allowed to use that word, sir.
And down at Dewey Beach, at the Rusty Rudder, they're having its Delaware Music Festival, 65 bands.
So there'll be all whites there.
Here's a guy that listens to all those ads they run on all the radio stations down there, you know? It's $2 draft night at the paddock.
Jesus Christ.
And he writes down all... He must have his little flyer from Batman.
Don, you won't want to go to Secrets.
That's right.
They're having hip-hop night there.
You want to avoid that. Did you meet him the other night at that function out in the parking lot?
It might have been the guy that said they drive the Escalades.
Go anywhere they got the Marshall Tucker band. You'll be fine.
Hello. Don and Mike show. I heard it in a love song, Rob.
There you go.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, every time you guys play that Eva song, it plays a really high-pitched sound, man.
All right.
are you serious?
I'm dead serious, man.
You
I wouldn't call
this?
Any other reason. There it is right there.
Yeah.
That would be... I hate it when we have to pull back the curtain.
Explain it, you drain it.
What do you think we're doing there, sir? I'm going to give you a chance.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think we're doing?
That's not my job, man.
No. I'm asking you. What do you think that high-pitched sound means?
Because everybody else knows.
You got me, buddy.
Robbie, give me the other one. Give me the other one, and let's see if he gets it with the...
If you give it the, give him both sounds, maybe he'll get it.
All right, now, hold on. Let me see. Joe, are a lot of people calling about that?
I've had over a dozen calls from Sacramento, Spokane.
Joe.
All over.
All right, let me give you a clue.
Okay.
Listen to this one.
What does that sound like?
Oh, I get it. A little late to the party. That would be a flatline, wouldn't it?
Thanks. You know, and he gave the medical term for it. Good.
Well, see, I'm glad you get jokes.
Yeah, I get them.
Okay.
I get jokes.
Goodbye.
Take care.
Goodbye. God damn. You people are ruining our tribute to Little Eva.
Oh, I get it. I get jokes.
Jesus.
Okay. Yes, as a matter of fact, this weekend, and Buzz, no swapping.
All right, well, all right.
Buzz and Marcia.
You guys, the four of you are going to be actually in the same... in the same place.
Yeah.
Together. So, I mean, who knows what could happen.
Buzz and Marcia are coming down to Ocean City, Maryland. I love Ocean City. Freeland and I have a new place down there. Mm-hmm. And Buzz and Marcia are coming down. And I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about this or not, Buzz.
Really?
Well, it's something you know. Okay. I know that your wife was on the phone with my wife and said that your wife had gotten a tattoo.
Yes.
And
yes, she has.
She wouldn't tell Frida where the tattoo was or what the tattoo is of,
mm-hmm.
said that she would unveil it tomorrow evening.
Man, I am dying of curiosity.
That surprises me because without swapping, I don't know how you'd see it.
Well, and you know what? There he goes. I didn't even have to ask, and he answered my question already. That is very, very exciting.
Okay.
Boy, I'm just full of questions.
You know what? I'm getting a new tat tonight, incidentally.
Really?
I miss Little Eva.
Hey, here's that high-pitched sound again. What's that high-pitched sound again?
So where is it, Buzz? Inner thigh?
Bikini area.
Bikini area?
Yes. Be the best way to describe
upper
that.
Upper thigh.
Can I ask?
Higher than that.
Oh, like...
Right, and next door to the place.
Right there.
Yeah, in that neighborhood.
Do you feel comfortable telling us what it is?
Sure, it's a small...
Buzz?
It's no, it doesn't. My name's nowhere on it.
Okay.
It's a small rose, and it looks very nice. It's very detailed and very pretty.
Wow.
It's not covered by hair?
No, that wouldn't be possible.
So now...
Oh, wait a minute. There's more information than even I needed. I had no idea that your wife had this JonBenet look.
I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, wow. Oh, all right. So what? She's a nice landing strip?
Mm-hmm.
Good. That somehow
you're already ramping it up for a little activity this weekend.
Well, you know, Frida and Marcia have that.
You're all tattooed now.
Yeah.
They have that lesbo thing going. Frida and Marcia do.
Our first overnighter together.
You know, you're all tattooed. You're going to Ocean City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you really should go to the Marshall Tucker Band show. You know, it's all starting to fit in.
Yeah. No, we're going to be with the Coloreds, Mike. we're going to the hip hop show.
That's the extravaganza, hip hop extravaganza.
Don't tap me on the shoulder, boy. You have nothing to say about this. I'm not dating you this weekend.
All right.
Okay,
Rob, are we the only ones left that don't have tattoos
in the world?
I mean, on this show, Rob.
I think so, yeah. Well,
we don't have tattoos.
I don't think Broyhill has one.
No.
Lisa has one.
Yeah, right.
So the three of us.
And Joe has the Rolling Stones.
Right. Yeah, the very noticeable Rolling. I've always been fond of Joe's tattoos.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Very Joe.
So, yeah,
you have Batman. Buzz has, like, barbed wire on his arm.
Right.
Yeah. Your wife has a rose.
And your wife has your...
My name and two X's indicating that we had been married 20 years when she got the tattoo on her ass.
I don't know if it counts. You might be the only one because I had my eyeliner tattooed on about a year and a half ago.
That doesn't count, Rob.
That's good.
That doesn't count. Now you've exposed me. I have my lips done.
Oh, hello.
They look good. My permanent lip line.
That's how you do it.
John and Mike, hello. Hello.
Hey.
Hi, you're on the air.
Well, howdy doody. I'm calling on behalf of my dogs.
Yes.
The high-pitched noise is driving them crazy.
Oh, honey.
See?
Honey. You know why we're doing that?
I don't,
Steve?
Actually. I missed yesterday. What's going on?
Oh, Jesus.
Steve?
Oh, man. Oh, wow.
Honey.
Honey.
Steve?
God
damn it, honey. You know, this bit should be
Steve?
Already, like, making its way down out to sea. You know what I mean?
Right.
But they're keeping it alive.
See?
Look, it's my dog. It's my dog, not me.
It's See? My dog.
Your dog.
Dog.
What do you got, seven of them?
Just two.
How many of them live in your underpants?
Two dogs, See? Marshall and Tucker.
Leonard and Skinner.
Oh.
Oh, dear. Oh, God. Oh, gee.
See?
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Dee.
Goodbye. There she goes.
And now just for her dogs, with the hope that they'll go rabid and chew her to death. That has nothing to do with little Eva. Sick. Sick. Eat. Bite. Eat your master.
Eat. Bite.
Eat.
Here they go.
And once again, lady, I just want to say, you've now again tarnished the tribute show that we plan to do today for Little Eva.
Because you're down.
Okay. All because of Little Eva.
Eva.
Sorry.
Eva, Eva, Eva.
I'm sorry, don't sick the dogs on me.
Here we go. And hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, I'm the manager down here at Billy's Sub Shop on 140th Street in Ocean City.
There's a free plug for you.
If you guys are going to be down here, come on in. I'll give you free pizza.
Ah, no need, but I see your place as you drive down Coastal Highway towards Delaware. You're on the right hand. Listen, I know Ocean City. You're on the right hand side, and it's a big red sign, right?
Right.
With white letters, it says Billy's.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Free pizza, though.
Know exactly where it is.
Named after Billy Baldwin.
Something like that. Yeah.
After Billy Reed.
Or
Billy
the
Jack.
Billy Jean.
Billy Ripken.
Billy Martin. Billy Jean King.
Billy Joe Tolliver. Billy Kilmer.
Billy Bush. Bad Billy Warner.
Billy
Carter.
Billy Carter.
Yeah, I just said Billy Carter.
Billy the Kid?
Counts. I think I'm still ahead of you, though.
Billy.
Barty?
You're king of the Billies.
King of the Billies.
You're king of the Billies. I was looking over. Buzz sometimes gives me a help.
I one ready.
But I realized that after that comment about the story, he wasn't going to help me.
Yeah, get on your own, buddy.
You know what? I'm really surprised.
Billy O'Mara. Two Billy O'Maras.
Your first wife.
And my cousin Billy O'Mara.
Right.
Right.
You had him right there.
She wouldn't go as, I'm sure not going in currently as Billy O'Mara.
Maybe she hyphenates.
You don't think she's kept the name?
I have no idea.
Based on your fame?
I have no idea. That's ancient history.
Don and Mike.
That's not modern history.
Hello.
Which I also have.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Radio God.
But no appreciable future.
Howdy.
So, did you guys notice, you playing this Little Eva, that she's got one hit, but it seems as though Bruce Springsteen has milked that one little beginning bit into his whole...
Oh, you think this sounds like Born to Run?
It's gotta be, right?
Da-da-da-da.
Yeah. Hey,
why don't you go get Born to Run?
That's a good point.
I remember. You got kind of like copyrights on the brain, don't you, today?
Yeah. All I want to say is that Springsteen is here and she's gone, and where's the justice with that?
I agree,
little,
Rob.
Little Eva, little Steven.
I agree, Rob.
And do the math,
right? You tell me there's a God when little Eva's dead and Bruce Springsteen's still alive.
Life can't be fair all the time.
Apparently not.
No,
it's just not fair.
I mean, Mr. Springsteen's still out there.
He just cheated us.
it's just not bad. He wouldn't get out
of the cock-a-doodle car.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, sure.
I'll get to that as soon as... We got to find... The problem here is finding a Bruce Springsteen record. Finding, like, Born to Run. What?
You guys been prepped out ahead of time?
Can I take this brief moment to ask a car question to all of you and maybe our listening audience?
Sure.
Simple car question, but I'm curious about it. My Cadillac that I drive around in, my big boat.
The one that incidentally still has the big gray spot on the back from when those Mexicans...
Really? Does it now?
Did you get it fixed?
on vacation.
It was fixed.
Wow. Wow. Okay. You know what?
Score one for Mike.
Yeah.
King of the car fixers. It had had a large...
You ought to take a look at it.
It had had a large...
It's pristine now.
It had had a big gray spot where the Mexican... Remember that time Mike told the stories?
Yeah.
Driving around
that. I want to thank them for costing me an extra $100 to make right what they had done.
A bunch of Mexicans said, we can take the dent out of your car.
When I bought the car, I bought it used, took it for a test drive. The only issue I had is I felt like I had to go down a little hard, excuse me, on the brakes to make the car. And I had them check it. So they before I bought it, they checked it. Well, now... Like a couple of weeks ago, and I haven't driven the car in a while, and I drove it today. When I press down on the brakes, it goes. It's like that kind of vibration when I'm doing it. And I wonder. I know it's the brakes are going bad or something's wrong. I just would like to know if anybody knows. It's like it's a vibration,
hey, Rob,
and it's like it's
I'm
really
curious. During the next break, why don't you get Pat Goss on the phone?
You got it.
All right, yeah.
Pat Goss is this guy. Maybe you've seen him on that TV show Motor Week on PBS. He does a weekend show here. Robbie, get him on the phone during the next break.
And I'm wondering what, you know, recourse I would have because I identified the brakes as an issue when I bought the car used. And it's cause for concern because I will have my girls this weekend and I don't want to drive the car if that means they're going to all of a sudden just up and quit.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Hey, I was actually calling a bit to kind of find out, Don, if you got my message about being the minister at my wedding.
Yes and no. Hello, Don.
Why were you curt with him? That was an honor. He was offering you an honor.
Because you should have seen the handwritten note that was left at the front desk one day. The handwriting that screamed, I'm Ted Bundy.
I understand. So he didn't even bother to type it out for you.
No, it was like handwritten.
And for anybody that wants Don to preside at the ceremony, really, you're best to maybe put it in kind of a formal formal offer.
Send me a postcard with a picture of you and your chosen one, and write save the date on it.
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah.
It works for Charlie and Lisa.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
You know everything about Ocean City, right?
Yes, sir.
I wanted to ask you, over here in Sacramento, we got a sign on Highway 50 that says Ocean City, Maryland, 3,073 miles.
And I will tell you, as you leave Ocean City, as you leave Coastal Highway to get on Route 50 going westbound, there is a sign that says... Sacramento, California, 3,073 miles.
Very nice, very nice.
There is. I know. Oh, I was just laughing.
Okay.
Well, thank you. That's all I wanted to know, man.
What is the significance?
I don't know.
Why those two cities married to each other?
I don't know, but we've got the Bruce Springsteen record now to do that.
All right.
What do you got, Born to Run?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. This won't be too awful.
They're identical.
But I think the
it's conclusive.
the point about the beginning was the same though.
Yeah.
Incidentally, for those of you out there like myself who multitask, this is how I listen to music. If I want to listen to like two great songs,
you're going to digest both of them. You can separate the channels.
At the same, it's that left brain, right brain thing.
Not identical, but if you put smoking in the boys' room next to that, it would be maybe a slightly different key, but kind of a similar idea.
You're gonna
work.
You're gonna regret you asked for that. Robbie is in the box. Don and Mike, hello. Rob's trying to get Pat Goss on the phone.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. If you lay Grand Funk Railroad's version over that, you'll get 5-4 harmony.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I do like the Grand Funk version. Hold on.
I don't know which disc it is. Hold on.
Look right here, Robbie. Smoking in the Boys' Room is disc... come on, give me a second.
322.
Three. Disc three, Mike. And we got a break.
Yeah, I don't know how close I'm going to be. It was just a thought.
Interesting.
I think you...
It's going to be an interesting experiment, though.
You're miles away. So you want... Smokin' in the boys' room and Bruce Springsteen and Little Eva.
Yeah, I just wanted you to put something else in the Vegematic.
Here's Bruce. Here's Little Eva. She will be missed. And then here's a song that Mike thinks sounds like both of those.
Everybody's getting on your case.
As I hear it, I don't think they're all that close, but you know, I think it's going to sound real special when you play them all together.
Here we go.
How you doing? You ever seen that one of those days where it just seems like everybody's getting on
your case? Now, there's a new radio format.
All right, enough. Enough. Let's clear these lines up.
We have any YouTube?
Get a call 100 right now for the Secret Sound, 877-365-3636. We're playing for $1,000. Call 100, dial recklessly, you animals.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So what are you doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, lighthearted, fancy-free.
You know
mothers
what?
Like up your daughters.
Let this just cycle through. The bumper didn't
exactly
go.
There.
So, you know. I hate it when it doesn't go right. Just wait for the goddamn thing to queue up.
We'll have a redo.
Take number two. While we have a moment. Hello? Here we go. Sorry, Mike. When all the cartridges toppled over, it inadvertently killed your mic. It little Eva and your mic.
Wow. I was going to ask, are you going to play the Simpsons tape again? That wonderful Simpsons tape. We love it.
Yeah, hold on.
It's probably my favorite Simpsons tape that we have.
I only play it because it says it's Friday.
Right.
So board ops around the country don't go to commercials now.
No.
This is just a redo because I hate it when I F up the board.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So you should have heard this, then play this.
So another Friday is upon us. What will you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, lighthearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show. It's where opinions are like cowboy hats. The Don and Mike Show.
The whole reason for that is the beginning of that tape.
So, another Friday is upon us.
You can only play that one day a week.
Yeah.
And see in the show if you don't follow it.
Right.
Smithers is gay.
Yeah. He tries to hide it.
Yeah, Rob. Sorry. Smithers is gay and little Eva's dead.
Yep.
Before we get call 100 and we get your car question answered.
Right.
My funny, cunny honey called during a break.
Uh-huh.
And I just told her to say it herself.
Hello.
Hi, baby.
Oh, hi, sweet pea. I'm just here cleaning your toilet.
Ah, hey, you like that, huh?
Lucky
that's
woman.
That's a good wife.
I know. And, you know, you keep that in mind next time you make, and you can even hear the echo of the bathroom. Next time you make that va-va-va sound with me.
Can we get a flush?
Oh, well, yeah, hold on. I was standing. Okay. Here you go.
That's where my BMs go.
No, lying. I'm not calling from, you know, where I'm getting my pedicure or something.
That's where my BMs go. So anyway, you called during the break.
I called because your dream girl, my niece, Beth, called from Secret, saying they're not having a hip-hop thing this week, and they're having some rock band. And so just to clear up the misunderstanding.
It's safe for the whites to go to Secret this weekend.
Boy, everybody's, you know... If they were having a hip-hop thing, it'd be fine, though, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, make sure you get that out there. For God's sakes, don't let people think there's a hip-hop show.
Anyway, so how is Beth?
I guess she's just fine. I mean, I didn't stay on long with her. I just said, sure, sweet pea, I'll call him up and straighten him out, and that was that.
Well, hi, Bessie Boo.
Yeah.
I know you're listening. So that's what we used to call her when she was a little girl.
Yeah.
Really?
Bessie Boo.
Okay, you keep that mental image of a little girl, which you've known her as she was since.
I've known her over 20 years.
Yeah.
And I remember when she was going through her formative years when I would offer to go out on the raft with her.
You know what? I didn't think she called to relive, you know, growing up with Uncle Mike. I think that... the information.
Yeah. And again, let me just tell any of you listeners who don't know, but my real name is Mike.
Yeah, I've gone as Uncle Mike, too, so, yeah. So let's not confuse
him. Yeah, right. Right. When Beth, who was a beautiful woman and engaged to a real nice guy named Chris, I made out with her that one night when I was drunk.
in front of my wife.
Why do you throw that under the carpet?
Let me clear that up, too. I think when you make out, it takes two participants.
Yeah, all right.
One drunken participant and another person shoving, the way I remember it.
I was so blind drunk, I didn't even remember it. Yeah. All I knew is I woke up the next morning. It was like 8-9 years ago. I woke up the next morning. We had rented a condo, and I woke up on a mattress. No sheets, no nothing. And I said to Frida, what's going on?
It was me and my Ava Gabor-like lies.
Yeah, right.
In a throw-up always.
Oh, my God. She said, well, when you got home, after you tried to kiss Beth in front of me and everybody else that we were with in front of secrets, you got home and you threw up all over the bed.
No, it was worse than that. It wasn't just the bed. It was, Mike, has this ever happened to you where you walk and throw up at the same time?
Where you walk and throw up
yes.
at the same time?
He was making his way to the bathroom, and as he did, he just threw up. He made a little pass.
Yeah, I'm sure that's happened to me a couple of times.
You know, that was the night that I gave up Sambuca.
Yeah, and that was nice, too, because we were renting that place. So I had my scrubbing cut out for me. So
I had that offered to me the other night, and I still beg off on that Sambuca. It's nasty stuff.
When I smell it now, that's what I think of. Yeah. I think of that night. I think of
night.
That night. Of which I don't remember. You know, I finally tried to plant one on my niece, not a blood relative, incidentally. And I don't remember a word. I don't remember a word. I don't remember a sound. I don't remember anything. All I know is the next day I had to go over to Secrets, where she works. She's a manager. I had to go over there and say, I'm real. You want to talk about humbling, you know, embarrassing.
And you had to go over the next day?
Well, I felt awful.
You got your horrible hangover. It's the worst.
You know, my puke breath. Going, listen, Beth, I understand that I tried to kiss you last night. She went, yeah. I'm sorry.
She had to go over and apologize?
Yeah, of course. Oh, it's a stand-up thing you got
to
do.
No, hey, you're preaching to the choir. I have to do it every other Saturday.
I think it was plain that you were a little out of your mind. I mean, you had just peed in the parking lot, you know, so...
I think they're going to delete you on that. I had just gone number one in front of everybody, apparently. I just said, wow, I gotta go.
Uh-huh.
And I just turned my back and just started to go.
Big night.
But you turned your back, so really you are the model of decorum, aren't you?
But, honey, let's remember, that was years, and actually if we go calendar years, I think that was 9 years ago this summer.
Oh, all right. Well, I guess that's something to be proud of.
Yeah, it's been 9 years since I tried to kiss your niece right in front of you.
Okay, life keeps getting better.
All right. I love you. I'll see you soon.
All right, goodbye, boo.
All right, bye, baby.
Wow.
Oh, and Mike, we've got your man, Pat Goss. Robbie, tell Pat, just let us do a contest.
Caller, name this sound.
Damn, everything's backwards today. All the buttons are backwards. You know why?
The grieving.
Little Ava. Eva. Just all busted up. I'm going to call 100. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello?
Yeah, I was going to tell Don why...
we're doing a contest. Hey!
We're doing a contest. Hi, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, I am caller 100.
There you go, my friend. Now listen to this. Wow, do I have some good stuff for you. First, tickets to see Chicago.
Hey.
I love Chicago. Really, kick-ass band. You can skip, as far as I'm concerned, the opening act, America, unless you're fond of Sister Golden here. That's Chicago, June 3, Nissan Pavilion. Tickets on sale now at NissanPavilion.com. But here's a new one that you're going to love. You won a dinner certificate at the Crystal City Restaurant.
Wow. Hey, that's a good prize.
For those of you who don't know, Crystal City Restaurant has, it's a strip club that serves food.
Good food.
They have hot girls, great food, and clean atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. I've had a steak there.
And where is this restaurant located?
Crystal City on Restaurant Row. Go to crystalcityrestaurant.com for more information.
I had the whole band in there one night having steaks.
Now you will play for $1,000 if you can identify the common everyday sound that is a secret sound. Number two, are you ready?
I am ready.
And it's not a door, and it's not a stapler, and it's not a briefcase. Good luck. Please don't answer till Mike sings like.
J2.
J2, you got me there.
Caller,
Name this sound.
There it is. There's the sound. Boy, I'm... But who is it, Lisa?
Jay-Z.
Oh,
it's a...
Jay-Z. Now, Jay-Z, I know Jay-Z. Mike, sorry.
Can I hit it in the morning without giving you half of my dough? And even worse, if I was broke, would you even want me?
Yeah.
Jay-Z.
Yeah. Oh, why Jay-Z? Can I see how it was written?
Sure.
Okay, it looks like J2.
Yeah.
It looks like J2.
Yeah, that's a kind of a rounded Z, but I mean, I can see the, you know, now that you look at it, it could be Jay-Z.
It is Jay-Z.
Jay, I knew Jay-Z, I didn't even know J2.
Right. For $1,000, what's the sound?
Let me hear it one more time.
Wow! Jesus, all right, here it is. Like that's going to help.
How about a pop top?
How about just go and have a nice steak and watch the strippers?
No, right on. Thanks.
Oh, we're sorry.
They have chicken too, Don.
Thank you. If I'm curt, it's only because time is of the essence.
Right.
Thank you, my friend. And don't forget that every guess is a clue
for you.
Now, Mike, you had a question about your car.
Yes, I did.
And we have a guy who does a weekend show here on WJFK that I love. And I'm not BS.
Interesting.
When I get in the car and drive around, there's something about... Guys always like hearing about cars.
Yes.
And other
cars.
And he's also on the show Motor Week on PBS, which is a great show. Here is Pat Goss. Hey, Pat.
Hi, Pat.
How you doing?
We're doing great. So so nice of you to join us on the show. Mike had a question about the cars, and rather than have our listeners call, I said to Robbie, well, listen, let's call the man, Pat Goss. So, Mike, you got to do this like you're a caller on Pat's show.
Hi, Pat.
Yeah.
I'm a 43-year-old white male, and I bought a 1999 Cadillac used. With about 36... Really? With about 36,000 miles on it. And when I bought it, the only thing I thought it was just... I had to go down a little intensely to get it to break. It wasn't really that dramatic, but it was something where I said, double-check the brakes. So they double-checked the brakes for me before they sold me the car. And now I've got, like, about 8,000-9,000 more miles on it. And the other day when I was driving it, I hit the brakes, and I'm getting this little brrrr. It's kind of a vibration on the brakes, and it's really sounding. You can hear it, and you can feel it. The car is braking, but I'm a little freaked out, and I want to know what that might be.
Well, I think what you have, you probably have the clock set wrong. You've got it in the PM mode because that's designed to keep you awake late at night.
I understand. Now, this isn't one of the many times that I've fallen asleep at the wheel, Pat.
Oh, okay.
This is actually...
Well, then the answer's pretty simple. You got warped brake rotors.
Warped brake rotors.
Yep.
And what does that mean, Pat?
Well, depending on how thick the rotors are, it'll either mean that they have to be machined with a lathe, and that must be done on the car.
Right.
Or if they aren't thick enough to have the metal taken out of them to make them smooth once more, then you'll have to have new ones.
And how,
Mike?
How much more can
Mike,
I? Bro-
Mike, well, yeah. Mike, hold on. And Pat, give us 1 second. Three more words.
Okay.
Buzz, you go first.
Okay.
Come on, Buzz.
And
Mike.
They.
Your next three words for the Vegas vacation are, and they suck.
All right.
Thank you. Now back to your...
All right. I got a follow-up for Pat Goss. Pat?
Yeah.
Here's the deal. All right. How long can I go, and how much... I mean, is it relevant? Is it a wear issue, or is it a damage to the car issue? Can I go, like, the weekend? Can I drive the car, or should not drive the car at all?
The biggest concern is that it's disconcerting to the driver, you.
Right.
And the second thing is, in a severe panic situation, the brakes might not perform as well as they should.
Okay. That's if I have to really lock them up or something like that. Okay. So I should get it tended to as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Don't put it off for 2 or 3 years or something like a lot of people do. But
How long should Mike put it off for? How long could he put it off for?
The real number?
Yeah, really.
Do it yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's to be on the safe side.
Yeah, it's a brake issue, and any recourse I would have for the people that sold me the car, or is that just something that comes up? Because it wasn't doing that, you know, right after I bought the car. It didn't do that.
Well, I can tell you that the most common cause of it is whenever they serviced the brakes on it or somebody rotated the tires, they didn't use a torque wrench to put the wheels back on.
Oh, all right.
And that almost guarantees warped rotors.
Mm, okay, all right.
You know how Mr. Skin knows everything about the DVDs?
Mm-hmm.
Pat knows everything about the cars.
Pat, Once I get it into a shop, pretty quick fix, though, Pat?
Oh, yeah. It's a matter of 2 hours.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, no big deal.
And if I could ask you a personal question, of course, I would never use this advice on my own show, but when you get dumb guys calling you and asking you rhetorical, stupid, idiotic, moronic questions, and I hear them, and I want to jump through the dashboard and strangle them, how do you manage to maintain your composure and not say to someone, you incredible slobbering moron? How do you keep your composure when you're asked a really dumb question about a car?
I always have somebody in the studio with me that I can punch.
Good idea.
What is, and not to put you on the spot, but since you've been on JFK, because for a long time you're on WRC.
Right.
What's the dumbest question you've been asked?
Lord, there have been some dumb ones, but the majority of the ones that really, really are prize winners are the ones where the guy calls and he has his own theory and he really hammers at me to get me to agree with him.
Even though he's completely wrong.
Completely, totally, out of the water, not a clue, and he wants me to agree with him.
All right. Love it. And Pat, you're real good on that PBS show, too.
Thank you.
On Motor Week. Thanks for being on.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Pat.
See ya.
There he is, Pat Gaughan.
That's so cool. Thank you, guys.
The big boss with the hot sauce.
That's really, really terrific. A couple of hours. I'll get it done sometime before Christmas.
I think you're safe for the weekend.
Yeah, what he was saying. I got precious cargo this weekend, so I...
You got your chillings.
Yeah, if anybody wants to come by and do it right now, that's fine.
I think you got to take it somewhere.
No, I want those two guys to fix the trunk to come back. Sure they can do a brake job, too. They're popping up in the garage. Yeah, but man, I mean, really, if you were driving with me today, and as he mentioned, disconcerting to the driver, when I would come up to the side, especially coming off at the exit off of Route 66, it was like, blah, 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 and very, very scary.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm calling for Caller 100.
Oh, that was... Wow.
Yeah,
The first call we had for the contest was a guy who didn't want to be in the contest.
Right.
Sorry, we already did it. Thank you, though.
Thank you.
This is
where you turn and punch somebody.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, Bonnie.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
How are you and Mike today?
We're doing great, thank you.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah?
I hate to do this, but the information he gave you on that Cadillac was wrong.
Here we go.
Now, that's Pat Goss, man. He knows everything.
Where are you calling from? You can't be calling from D.C., right?
I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Philly. Well, you should watch on PBS Motor Week. He's on that show.
I watch that show, and the guy is very, very knowledgeable. I will not dispute that.
What are you going to say it's much more heinous?
No, absolutely not.
All right, what's your theory?
When you stop. Now, he didn't ask you this question, and he should have asked you before he made the diagnosis.
Are you a certified mechanic?
I have a degree in mechanical engineering slanted towards automotive.
All right, go ahead.
Slanted? What are you, Chinese?
Stop it.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, quickly.
When you stop, do you have a vibration or a pulsation in the brake pedal?
I don't have a vibration in the brake pedal.
You cannot have warped rotors. If your rotors are warped, your brake pedal will vibrate or pulsate when you stop. I have designed Cadillac braking systems.
What should I do?
You have a broken reluctor for the ABS.
Either way, he's got to take it into the shop.
That noise.
And is that a quick fix?
It's a quick fix. It's not real expensive.
All right.
And it should be covered under the factory warranty.
Is it safe to drive the car?
It's absolutely safe to drive the car.
Yeah, fine. Okay, same thing. I'll find out either one. And you know what? I will come back and I will let this guy know if it's the warp rotors or if it's the broken what? Reluctor?
My reluctor.
That sounds like something that's down in the rectum.
Does that car have analog brakes?
Yeah, I think so.
Huh. I thought it was too old for that.
My money's on Pat Goss.
It's 1999. It's not that old.
All right.
Yeah, your 1982 Cadillac. I'd be willing to bet any money that Pat Goss is right. I've never even heard of Reluctor.
He is,
Reluctor.
I'll let you know. Be fun to see.
He's like Rain Man when it comes to cars.
You know, let me make sure, because really, this is going to be so much fun for me. Did the guy say Reluctor?
Yes.
Because I'm going to walk in and go.
Pat Goss said you had warped rotors.
Here's the deal. I'm going to walk into the mechanic, and I'm going to walk in and go, yeah, I got this vibration on the device. Either rope waters or, a broken Reluctor for the ABS.
Thank you. What if there is no such thing as a reluctor?
Or if, the guy's, that's right. That sounds like doublespeak, doesn't it? Reluctor?
It does. You know what? Mm. Let me give my buddy Brad a call. He's a certified mechanic.
Thank you for all the help. This is terrific. I'm glad I brought it up.
Hello, Don and Mike. One call that we got to break because...
Hey, the fag out in the waiting room just said reluctor.
Rockhead's here.
Ah.
Hello, Radio Don guys. And Mike. Hi.
Radio guys.
Hey.
Hey, you were wondering, Mike was wondering earlier why Sacramento and Ocean City were connected.
Yeah.
It's Route 50. It runs, starts at both ends. U.S.
Thank you. I'm just getting so much information today.
Thank you.
This is just a real educational show for me.
We didn't realize that Route 50 was a road that ran all the way across America. We didn't know that.
I thought it was Route 66.
Yeah, well, that one too, Mike.
Route 50 does too?
Yeah.
Straight clean across?
Well, there's a couple of left-hand turns.
Cuts through Kansas.
Does it really?
Yeah.
It does, in fact.
Yeah.
Then it goes kind of up.
Yeah.
And then it goes down.
Well, once you hit the reluctor.
Right. Rob, why did you point to that? I had just forgotten.
It's almost, the fame was almost gone.
Maybe I'll get over it when we're able to bring in the guy who was maybe the dumbest intern we've ever had and is now a regular on CNN.
He's another one of our interns, which seems to be a pattern that's made good in the world.
Mm-hmm. Who are you on the phone with, Robbie?
I'm leaving a message for Brad about the Reluctor.
Okay, but I need the phone, though, for a second.
Okay, go.
I got to go on 444.
Are you going to call out, check on Joe Rocket?
Yeah, make sure he's here. Been a break and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure the guest is here.
Indubitably. Indubitably.
Is he here?
It is.
That's him, yeah.
Oh, hey, Rockhead.
Hey, fellas.
All right, we're bringing you in after the next break.
All right, super guys.
Bye-bye.
He's the same.
What an idiot.
Super guy.
What an idiot. Indubitably. All right, our former intern, and we'll get the full story for him on how his giant face appeared on CNN.
Find out what he's doing.
Last week. How did a guy go from getting us coffee and beverages to being on CNN discussing the war?
He grows up, Don.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sacramento, California. Hello.
Larry King, I want to commend you on your choice of suspenders tonight.
It is black.
I know it. This quality, though. This money that belongs to the Iraqi people, can they get that back from Saddam? And are we going to get Don and Mike on the Armed Forces Radio over in Iraq?
Good question. That's a good question. Nick. Christopher, can they get the money some way to send that money back to the people? He probably took it from them.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Let's take a call. KK, California. Hello.
Hi, Larry. Hi. Don Imus. How you doing today? Love your radio show. Can you tell me what happened with Don and Mike in New York City? If they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while. Are they on or not on the air in New York, Don?
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
I don't know whether they're on or not.
Well, Don and Mike are on. They're on in Washington, right, Don and Mike?
I think that's where they originated from,
yeah.
Yeah. Las Vegas, hello.
Laugh Nut Bunny, the Don and Mike Show.
The new Larry King call, the one from last night, was great because
just as flustered as he was the last time, he hates it when our names are mentioned.
Well, Don and Mike be on Armed Forces Radio. I don't know. Good question, Dad.
Rick, Sam, Joe.
All right, bring in Rockhead.
Hello.
Bring him in. I think we've set this up enough.
I wonder if Rockhead's been on with Larry King.
Listeners, regular listeners, long-time listeners will remember, Joe Rockhead as our dumbest intern ever.
He hasn't changed a bit. He walks in, he might be all like dolled up and stuff like that.
Look at him.
He hasn't changed a bit.
TV
Hello,
boy.
Rockette, how are you?
Oh, look at him. And he's got the handshake down.
Yeah.
Here's Radio 156, Headline News.
God, you are so conservative.
So put the headphones on, Rockhead, and have a seat.
What, are you part of a conservative think tank? You look like a, you look like a Republican.
Now, I know that we had spoken to you one time on the phone after you had left us. Matt Felling is his real name. We call him Joe Rockhead.
And now he's, well, you have to tell us everything you're doing now. What are you doing?
Oh, hey, Rockhead. Say hi to everybody first.
Hi, everybody.
So, here's the deal.
You know, I know why I'm here. I know why you guys invited me back. I'm a spastic guy. I know this.
Here's the deal, Rockhead. We're down in New Orleans last Friday night for the Final Four. We get done with the show. I'm up in the room. We're getting ready for dinner. And Broyhill calls me up and says, right now, turn on CNN. And I turn it on, and it's that
Did
guy.
You think it was Shock and Awe Part 2 or something?
It was Robert Novak, I think, and they were showing the scenes of Baghdad. And all of a sudden, it was you. And it took me about 5 seconds. I said, oh, my effing God. I said, that's Joe Rockhead. And the more I watched the segment, you were leading the panel discussion. What the F were you doing on CNN?
Wait, tell us everything about this.
Did you get to the part where I leapt across the table and I lunged at Novak?
No.
Like Jim Rome and Chris Everett.
What are you doing? Who do you work for now?
I work for the Center for Media and Public Affairs. It's not a think tank in D.C. It's a research group.
Conservative?
I found out really quick that if you say think tank, that means that you guys have like an agenda you guys are pushing.
Right.
And
indubitably. So you don't have any particular political angle that you come
from? None whatsoever.
Okay, that's good. That's
how
refreshing.
Did you end up on CNN?
Can he look more conservative?
No.
Yeah, you look like a young Republican.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to. That's part of the act.
How did you end up, though, on CNN arguing or moderating the debate?
Well, first of all, I wasn't really moderating. I just kind of was leading it along and kick-starting it and keeping it going. It was me, Paul Begala, Novak.
These are huge names in Washington. Yeah.
And so Tim Graham from the Media Research Center.
Indubitably.
Which is a conservative group over there in Alexandria. So I guess...
When you were an intern for us, you went to what college did you go to?
You know, I was so close to bringing you guys strawberries today.
Answer the question. Rockhead. What you used to do.
Focus.
You never answer the question. Focus. What college? What did you graduate with? What's your degree in?
I went to Boston University.
BU. Okay,
college
great school.
Communications. Fantastic school.
Mm-hmm. But how'd you get into this?
Well, I mean...
How are you faking everybody out, man?
I didn't want CNN.
I came down here. I went to grad school at Georgetown. I told you guys last time we talked. Got married to a dream girl, and now I'm working at this media research group, and basically all I do every day is take a look with my journalism education. I take a look at how these stories are being told, if they're being told responsibly, what type of things they're leaving out, what type of things they're tossing in, and then they ask me to come on TV and say, do you think this is right? Do you think this is wrong? And of course, I mean, they want somebody who's just going to be like spastic and all over the place and agitatable. And
oh, that's okay. That's you.
But I know the way this town works, and if you get on the list, you're going to be the go-to guy when they're looking for people to come on these shows, and you are, obviously, now on the list. We want somebody to analyze media. Call Rockhead.
FNA.
I really was standing and had to sit down on the edge of the bed, and I'm on the phone with Broyhill just going, what is Rockhead doing on CNN? Because we knew that you had a media...
Is he a prisoner of war?
We knew that you had a media-related job.
Yeah.
But you were leading these guys around like you had them on dog leashes. You were...
That's overstating it.
No. Come on, I watched it. You were telling, no, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, we're doing it like this. And the funniest thing was when you would be pointing at these very, very famous guys...
Right.
They would have your name on the screen at the bottom.
What is your title?
Media director at the Center for Media.
Matthew T. Felling.
Matthew Media T. director. Yeah. And you guys, how do you make your money there?
We rely strictly on the munificence of People who toss grant money around.
So you get a grant.
Yeah, we get money from groups of all political stripes.
Hold on. We have some callers who remember you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Okay.
I got some good Joe Rockhead memories for you.
All right, go ahead.
First of all, who is this?
This is Dan calling from Annandale.
All right, what's your best Joe Rockhead memory?
I've got two real good ones. First, I was an altar boy with Matt when we were growing up. And the second one, one time you had him out in front of the station doing some sort of wacky hijinks. And I drove by and gave him a nice ice-cold 40 ounce of St. Ives.
Oh, you're that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was like 120 freaking
degrees. What were we doing to you?
It was when you were about to become a father.
Okay.
And you were out of the studio.
Right.
See? Point. And there, and you just sent me out there in a bra and panties and like and some afro rainbow wigs. I look like the guy who holds up the John 3:16 sign.
Right, the Rob Edwards. Right.
Screaming at everybody saying, Mike's not a father yet. Mike's not a father yet. And then people started taking pity on me because it was 130 degrees outside.
Mm-hmm.
And
they were like, brutal hot.
They were bringing French fries. They were bringing soda. And then you come along with a 40-ounce bottle of malt liquor, which I consumed in about 2 minutes, very wisely.
And you chugged it.
He's definitely still the same Rockhead, isn't he?
You know, I notice as I'm reading your bio here, he's covered national affairs at the White House and the Capitol for McClendon News Service, wrote on local issues for the Daily Free Press, Boston newspaper, and was heard nationally on WJFK-FM in Washington, D.C.
Didn't put our names in there, though, huh?
No.
No need to put our names in there. he's a savvy guy.
Here's another Joe Rockhead memory. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hi, what's your Joe Rockhead memory?
Joe Rockhead memory number one for me. Joe Rockhead claiming to be the best man, the best looking man in the studio.
Yes, okay. I remember that.
Yeah. That was the best.
Look, let's go to the official replay, Judge.
Mike E. Rockhead.
Oh, sorry, wrong Rockhead.
Wow. Oh, Mike E. Rockhead, all right.
Back then, I was the goofiest.
Were the original Rockhead.
I mean, I had like a buzz cut. It was mm-hmm. some weird thing, no hair on the side of my head.
Hey, everybody. Let's do three more words. Mm-hmm. For the Paris thing with the Las Vegas trip. Mm-hmm.
You want me to go first?
Sure.
Donkey.
Appendages. Buzz.
And.
There you go. There's your next three words for the trip to Las Vegas. Donkey, appendages, and. Those are the three words to win the trip to Las Vegas.
All right.
So we're here with Joe Rockhead.
Who will be appearing on television yet again tonight.
Yeah, tonight?
Wow. Are you going to be on CNN?
Apparently I made the list.
There you go. Are you going to be on CNN tonight?
No, I'm a free agent type of guy. I have no affiliation with any of these. So tonight I'm going to be on MSNBC.
MSNBC.
What time are you going to be on MSNBC?
10 o'clock Eastern.
Okay, that's
10 o'clock Eastern. Roughly.
What are you going to be talking about? Coverage of the war?
No, there was actually something in the New York Times today about CNN. Executive said that they had been keeping their lips shut about a lot of things that happened in Baghdad because they were because the people who worked at the Baghdad bureau would have been killed if they had divulged the information.
Oh,
and now that's the big thing in media today. It's like, well, should they have told this or should they have divulged this information or should they have saved these? Well,
would you do us a favor tonight on MSNBC, 10 o'clock? I know it's your real job. Could you work your favorite word in, indubitably? Because, you know, you used to say it to us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We'd say, like, wow, it's a hot day outside. Indubitably.
Yeah.
You promise?
I think that's an easy one to slide in.
Yeah, right, sure. Because you can, you know, indubitably. Yes,
yeah,
indubitably.
Like, of course, indubitably.
And then we'll tape it and we'll play it. And we'll have it forever. That's the way it works.
It's too freaking funny. So when you run into people and you tell people now in your new life that you used to work on our show, do you ever tell them that you were Joe Rockhead?
Oh, yeah. I tell them that I was the S-boy for the show for a while.
Do you feel that that experience prepared you well for your future endeavors?
Well, honestly, there was a mixed response when I was asking people, just down on my call, do you think I should go on? And I just wanted to come on and say that you guys did contribute to where I am now. I mean, thinking on my
good answer.
thinking on my feet. I mean, going back and forth with you guys, even though I did it poorly back then, and I'm doing it just a bit better today.
Indubitably.
I mean, it really, it's a lesson that I couldn't have learned any
place. Now, listen, listen.
And I wasn't trying to be political. I mean, that's serious.
You big dummy.
Let's just say thanks.
We are in a weird way proud of you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Hey, you know,
I always like to see guys that are interns on the show. If it's a, you know, if it's a Greg Garcia, if it's this guy.
Now, listen, Greg Garcia going on to be the executive producer and creator of the show yesteryear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we could see that because
smart kid.
He's a creative guy.
Right.
You,
it's a miracle.
You're the biggest surprise because
the least likely to succeed,
really,
right?
You know, there was a reason we gave you the name Joe Rock.
You know what he did have? He did have one thing. He was aggressive. He was aggressive, and he never shied away from anything that we would do. Right? He would always come in. He would walk into an S storm on his show. He would get both of us simultaneously pissed off at him, and he would still be able to like stand there. And that's what he had. That's what I remember that he had. He would stand at the microphone and just, you know, nothing would make the guy blink.
He would take it.
He would sit there and take it, and he'd hang in there until he was excused.
Now, when you are doing this, and I guess you're going to be now making these rounds until the war is over.
Well, I mean, I was doing stuff like this before the war. I mean, I was, whether it's the sniper coverage, are they doing it, are they going over the edge on that, or the Chandra? I mean, there's always something that the news people want to talk about. They always want to have somebody on. I mean, CNN has their guy, Howard Kurtz. He's a Washington Post columnist.
Right.
I mean, everybody has somebody who does basically what I do. I mean,
is CNN the biggest thing you've ever done? I mean, that was prime time. It was like 7 Eastern time,
uh-huh.
Right in the heart of the war. Is that the biggest?
Before today, yeah.
Oh, come
before,
on.
Before being back on the Donald Mike. Like,
now, what's the...
So you analyze media coverage.
I got into a complete food fight with Sean Hannity 2 weeks in a row.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think, yeah, CNN's probably the biggest thing. And I've done CNN a few times.
And you like the more controversial, the better. And I think we've prepped him for that.
Who's
the war.
Who's the biggest dick in television?
Sorry about that. I'm going to turn my phone off, guys.
Who's the biggest dick?
I really don't deal with the people on camera all that much.
You ever run into Larry King? Have you met Larry?
No, I have not met Larry King yet.
Sean Hannity, I know he's not a dick. Oh, you don't want to say?
Oh!
Wow. Now, see, I was going to say, I've met Sean Hannity, and I found him to be a pretty nice guy, but...
Well, the thing is, and I'm not trying to pull down the curtain...
You're probably more of a dick than Sean Hannity.
Show the wizard. Yeah. Well, fight fire with fire. When I was on the Hannity thing, they did this thing, you know, they do the pre-interview.
Right.
They're like, tell us what you're going to say. And then they write it all down, and then they hand your playbook to the host.
Right, so he can ambush you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so, I mean, I went on there, I had all these great points, and then he just went bang, 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 took them all down. And, I mean, he really didn't assert himself and address the issues I was trying to raise. But
what about O'Reilly?
Never have done O'Reilly. I was invited a couple weeks ago.
He's a dick,
and I recused myself from that.
What's your favorite network for the coverage?
I recused myself.
Indubitably.
For the coverage, I guess I would have to lean with CNN right now.
CNN?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned you're married.
Yes.
And you got a real handsome girl to marry you, right?
Yeah, fantastic girl.
Wow.
Unfortunately, she took Mr. T's advice of staying in school all too seriously. She's currently in the 26th grade.
Oh, really?
Getting her doctorate.
Getting her doctorate?
Oh. Right, yeah.
For her. Indubitably. Indubitably. And would he count now as a Washington insider?
No. Look at you. Look at you. You got the hair. You've got the glasses. You've got the suits. I mean, Jesus Christ. Hard to believe that you were outside in a bra and a panty and an afro wig.
What is the next thing that you would like to do? What on your little career path here, what are you pointing at? You know, because it's frightening me that maybe the next step would be getting into some sort of television management aspect.
No. I wouldn't be in management. I think I've actually brought up the issue with a couple people in TV and radio about having my own regular thing, having like a weekend show.
Ah, there you go.
And now here's your host, Joe Rockhead.
Yes.
there are always issues to be brought up, and I think that...
Well, when you get your own show, of course, you'll have us on.
Oh, you'll be regular contributors.
We have someone on the phone, an old friend, who wants to say hi to one of his favorite interns of all time. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Tom, we've got Joe Rockhead here.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Now, I still remember getting on the Joe Rockhead bus of love to Ocean City, and you guys stuck me on his bus.
Yeah.
And I went crazy on the suitcase of beer just to get through the trip.
Tom?
Yes?
Was Joe Rockhead your favorite intern?
Yes, he was.
Why?
Because me and him are buddies.
Why?
Because he went to the store for you all and bought you all stuff, bought you all liquor and bunk. And
bought our liquor for us.
And
kept us supplied with booze.
And went to 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff. Do you remember when you went to Ocean City with Joe Rockhead?
Yeah.
What was the most memorable thing about that trip? What was the most fun part of that trip?
Drinking Budweiser's on the bus.
Very good. How many did you have?
Three.
How do you spell Joe?
J-O-E.
How do you spell Rockhead?
R-O-C-K-H-A-R-D.
Rock hard.
How do you
spell Matthew?
Matthew?
Yes.
M-O-T-H-E-R.
And mother. How do you spell felling?
Oh. What now?
Felling.
I don't know that one.
How do you spell analyst?
I don't know that one.
Well, try it, Tom. Now, that's not going to be your excuse, though. We only let you do that once. Spell analyst.
A-L-A-N-T.
All right. Alant.
And one more. Media.
M-E-M-E-R.
Gotcha.
Memmer. Do you miss answering the phone and speaking to people like Tom? Great callers like Tom, Joe?
Actually, true. In my experience here, you guys never even allowed me to touch the phone. That was
hey, Mike.
It was like, now I'm washing lettuce. Pretty soon I'll start flipping the burgers.
Sorry, Mike. Sorry there, Joe Rocket. Yes, Tom.
Hey, you know when we? Hey, Joe. You know when we used to do Charlie, me and Mike? Hey, Charlie, where you at?
Charlie's not here today, Tom.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not. Charlie's passed away.
Charlie, stop, Savalak.
Charlie what?
Charlie Steak Stabilak.
Very good, Tom.
All right, Charlie Steak Stabilak.
Steak Stabilak.
All right, bye, Tom.
No.
Yes, Tom, we got to go. We got a break.
Yeah, Tom, thanks for the Christmas card,
Tom. I got a break, and next Saturday, probably be in Leesburg doing the meet and greet.
All right, bye, Tom.
Bye-bye.
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 Here's Radio 156. Headline news.
Let me just say, you really made me crap my pants last Friday. Everybody watch MSNBC tonight.
10 o'clock Eastern.
10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Our man, Joe Rockhead.
Will be doing what he does, which I still don't know.
As Matthew Felling.
Here's an important question. Bob in Sacramento. Bob.
Don and Mike, I'd like to make these little phone calls to CNN. Now, will he be taking any phone calls tonight?
I don't know if that has been programmed into the routine, but I'll be sure to advocate in the caucus that they take calls.
I can tell by listening to this guy, he's not going to admit it. This is the Larry King caller right here.
This is the Larry King caller.
Yeah. Hey, way to go.
Yeah, how you doing?
How do you get through so much on Larry King?
I have excellent questions to get through the screener.
Yeah.
The one you had last night about us being on Armed Forces Radio really threw him for a loop.
Oh, yeah. He started stuttering right there.
Good job, man.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, can I plug my website?
Sure.
EastCoastBob.com.
What is it? Give us again.
EastCoastBob.com.
You got it. Thank you, man. All right, Rockhead, good luck watching MSNBC. Call us and let us know the next time you're going to be on CNN or something else.
Indubitably.
All right. And don't forget, tonight, work that word in.
Sure thing. For you.
All right.
Thanks, Rockhead.
Now, get out of here.
Good to see you again.
Get out of here.
Congratulations for all your success.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Another one made good. You can't look anymore conservative. He's 50 years old.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, after you look at him for a while, once you get used to the suit...
Oh, he's still Rockhead.
He's still the same Joe Rockhead.
Absolutely.
Indubitably.
There he goes.
So,
Love's coming in here.
You got to make sure we run tape tonight on MSNBC.
You got it.
Just to hear him say indubitably.
Fantastic.
That was his word.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's good to see him. We do feel proud for guys like this.
Sure.
To do that. It's terrific. It's terrific to see you guys.
He's fooled everybody.
Yeah.
He has fooled everybody.
How do you do that? That's right.
Indubitably.
And I saw Dee Dee Skank down in Miami.
Nice teats, right?
Oh, she looked fantastic.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We're here.
We're queer. We're Irish. Get used to it. We're here. We're queer. We're Irish. Get used to it. We're here.
The Don and Mike Show.
I thought there was more. Isn't there one guy at the end of that that really says it very loudly?
I think so. Guy really says, get used to it.
We're here. We're queer. We're Irish. Get used to it. We're here. We're queer. We're Irish. Get used to it.
We're here.
There, I guess that was
the cure for your anal spasms. The Don and Mike Show.
We'll have a trip to Vegas to give away. Those of you that have been listening to the whole show, we'll have more for you.
All right.
In a couple of seconds. Just ahead of a Friday favorite, I want to tell you that next week on the show, Chuck Barris, the mother chucker.
Wow, that'll be a thrill.
Yeah. You know, nutty Chuck Barris.
He was a spy, you know.
Really nuts Chuck Barris. Also, Tom Scholes, the guy from Boston. That's like my guilty pleasure.
Oh, okay. Well, you're a big fan of Boston, so am I. Good band.
I love Boston.
Smoking.
Smoking, mama. I'm not toking, joking, smoking.
More than a feeling.
Right. Chuck Barris and Boston. And also next week on the show on Wednesday, we're giving away a vacation to Miami to see the Ultimate Fighting Championship Sudden Impact, including a VIP meet and greet. Call Cable, DirecTV, or Dish Network to order. Take advantage of the special 30-minute UFC free preview from 9:30 to 10. We'll give that away next week. And as I mentioned, Chuck Barris and Tom Scholes of Boston, and also the BJ Queen next week on the show. Sadly, this woman held the title until very early this morning.
Oh, God. Oh, my.
Okay.
So
Little Eva's dead, but the show. Well, this show goes on. And we have the jackpot today. Or bring him in. Just let me tell you. Maybe you've seen him on the talk shows. He's got the string of movies that have opened at number one. Minority Report with Tom Cruise, number one. Daredevil with Ben Affleck, number one. Phone Booth, Kiefer Sutherland, number one.
Amazing.
Please welcome Colin Farrell.
How are you? It's good to see you here. How are you been?
See, now the thing is, I don't know if you've seen him on Leno or Letterman or the Today Show or he's on Entertainment Tonight almost every night.
Yeah, they told me I'd have a pint.
He talks like this in real life.
Is there a sense that somebody could give me a pint of beer?
And I read an article about it the other day in the newspaper.
I had a bit of a night last night.
He was dropping the F-bomb and...
You're effing crazy.
When you were on Letterman, they had to delete you out 5 or 6 times.
Hey, I can't have the way I talk. That's the way I talk. It's always the way. I've been talking like that for a long time. You have to understand that. I had a bit of a night last night.
What did you do last night? You're a huge movie star, Colin Farrell.
Last night I made love to about 34 women.
Wow.
Simultaneously. Wow. In my hotel suite, I had them all come back. No, it wasn't 34. It was probably 3 or 4.
Are you related to Will?
Will Farrell?
Yeah.
Nah, he's a fag.
He's a fag.
I don't care for him.
See, here's the thing.
I don't understand why
the girls
make a big deal about Will Ferrell and they compare us. The fact is, we're not the same.
The girls go nuts.
Not the same at all.
I tell you, that's exactly it, Mike.
Well, they appreciate that. That's fine.
That's
kind of flying on the tightrope. We're working blind. You understand? Would you just come out with me tonight? We're going to have a good time.
See, Mike had never heard the voice before, and I saw him happening between Bono and Lucky Charms, you've aced it.
You're having a great time.
But here's the thing.
I need some potatoes.
Here's the thing.
Would you have a potato and a beer for me and maybe a cigarette?
When you're in the movies, like in Minority Report.
Minority Report, it's a good movie.
He plays the guy who goes after Tom Cruise.
Okay. Tom Cruise is a good actor. He's not, but you say he is. I've heard you say, I'm going to see that he's a fake.
And in Daredevil, you played the bad guy.
I've played good and bad. That's
and
the way it normally
phone booth, you answer the phone, and it's Kiefer Sutherland, and he's going to shoot you.
Yeah.
In all these movies, you have an American accent.
Yeah. I've traveled pretty extensively across the country that you have here, and I've looked at the different cities and talk to different people in the States and you know, try to, you know, do my thing. Excuse me.
All right, well, let's,
microphone.
Let's do a pretend scene now.
Absolutely.
Where you're going to hear a phone ring and then let's...
I hate Sacramento, though.
Let's
not one of my favorites.
Let's do the, do your American accent.
Okay.
Like in the movie Phone Booth.
Well, you have to feed me a line. What's my line?
Your line is, hello.
Okay.
This is Colin Farrell, but use your American voice. Okay.
I got that. I hear you.
Here we go.
Hello.
This is Colin.
There you go.
Hello, this is Colin Farrell.
Amazing.
Hi. How are you? Good to see you. Thank you. Please don't shoot me. Now, Colin.
Yeah.
Now do the voice where you were the bad guy on Daredevil, where you said, I think the line was something like, Daredevil, I'm going to kill you.
Oh, you want me to do that line from the movie? I probably don't remember. I've killed a lot of brain cells.
Right.
Is that what you want me to do now?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. I'll stand up and do it. Daredevil, I'm going to kill you?
Yeah.
Is that the line you want me to use?
Yeah, that was it.
Okay.
Daredevil, I'm going to kill you.
Amazing.
And then in Minority Report,
aye.
There was a scene where you say to Tom Cruise...
Freeze turkey?
Freeze turkey.
Okay, here we go. Let me turn around. You want me to do it angry or sad?
Angry.
Angry? Here we go. Bear with me.
Okay.
I got to get into character. Okay, here we go.
Freeze turkey! Can you do it sad? Freeze turkey. That was swell.
Okay, it's hard.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Myself, I'm very good. But I tell you, I like your country, and I like the way I've been well received. You know, I'm known already around the country as the sexiest man in America. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Are you happy about that one?
I read the article, I think, in the Washington Post earlier this week.
Aye.
Where you openly talked about the fact that you come to America. You get drunk every night?
Well, there's nothing wrong with a good party. I think it's real good. I'm a high-functioning Irishman. I know you got a few of those on your show, and it's really important that everybody comes in. You got to be able to go out, play hard. You play hard, and you come in, you work hard.
Buzz, that was a quote from the article. A true quote that Colin Farrell
said. As a true Irishman?
A high-functioning Irishman.
Let me explain. If I can explain myself.
Please.
That's the way it works normally. You say, my eyebrows are the size of steaks. That's right. I got the biggest eyebrows in show business right now. If you notice how wide they are.
They're very big.
That's actually what the lid is like. Huh. I like that big thing that I got.
Interesting.
So you can go out and the regular schedule will be a shoot starting at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
5:30, I should say. 5:30 in the morning, we come down and I normally stay out till 5:20. And I come in, I catch a cat nap, one of those little quickies. That's an American expression.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where you just lie on the couch for a while, just to take a little,
get a pussy nap?
A little pussy nap. Yeah, that's it. Well, that's a different thing. I've had one of those, too. It's fantastic. I get bugs in my eyebrows. I do, actually.
So you show up at 5:20 a.m.
I remember I slept in a real flea bag when I was drinking a little too much, had too many pints.
Yeah.
And I woke up in the morning and I had these little bugs that were crawling in my eyebrows.
Wow.
It took a special kind of comb. To get the eyebrows straight, and there are little bugs. I think you call them lace.
Lice.
Yeah, you call them lice. I call them lace.
Lice.
Yeah, there was the eyebrows. Nice. The eyebrows were
nice.
Nice.
Yeah,
the eyebrows were crawling with lace. They're good, but we have a good time. Do you think there's a chance that I could join you and your mate down in Ocean City this weekend?
You know, you probably would get along with best.
Who would that be?
It's my buddy Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, and what's his deal?
Well, he's a
high-functioning Irishman.
He's a high-functioning Irishman.
Yeah. Let's see if he passes the test. I got a few questions for him.
All right, go ahead.
Question. Does he like to stay out late?
Yes, he does.
Can he drink more than 5 beers in an hour?
Yes, he can.
Does he like to talk about women?
Yes, he does.
Is he known occasionally to fraternize with strange women?
Yes, he does.
Has he ever been out with a woman for a good part of the evening and not known her name?
Yes, he has.
Is he good at sleeping in his car?
At a Roy Rogers parking lot.
Or can he sleep in the car with the engine running or with it not running?
I don't know. I've never known him to sleep in the car with the engine running.
Oh, I think he has. I heard that rumor. That'd only be recently, though. When it was cold after your Christmas party. I never told you that.
Well, it's a good way to kill yourself.
Does he have eyebrows like Groucho's?
No, no, he does not.
He doesn't have big eyebrows. No.
He does not.
Does he have brown eyes or blue?
They're blue.
Okay, that'd be a nice balance. I think I'd like to meet this Michael Maria speaker.
I like him a lot.
Is there a chance that we could maybe get together tonight?
Yeah, well,
probably.
I think Friday night is his part. No, no, you know what? He might have his kids this weekend.
Oh,
he's very responsible when he has his kids.
Perhaps I'll call him. We could get together. I think I like him already. That's good.
When
we're both high-functioning Irishmen, right?
He was out of control in New Orleans.
Ah, oh, that's true. I heard a rumor about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was walking all over the streets, standing in his own issue. That's the kind of sound for that. I like New Orleans. It's good. Yeah. I can do a New Orleans accent.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Would you like to hear a New Orleans accent?
See, the thing is, he's a master of the dialect, even though he has his heavy Irish accent.
He's good.
Hi, how are you? Amazing.
Isn't that incredible?
That is, it's like down there.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought everybody sounded like Adam Sandler in the water.
No. Does he have any tattoos?
Mike, no.
Oh, really?
And I know...
Does he have any body piercings?
No. Mm-hmm. And I know from when I've seen you on TV, you have both.
I got body piercings and tattoos.
And why is it that you have the...
Do you have any tattoos?
I have a tat,
Where you have it?
On my shoulder.
Is it painful?
Yeah, a little bit.
I got mine done in Dublin. It was real tough to get because they had to cut into the skin. You know, it can be painful if you don't play the game the right way. You got to stay extra special still. You got one too?
Yes, yes, I did.
Yes, yours are.
That's kind of a barbed wire type thing.
Does it hurt going on?
It's Celtic, actually.
A Celtic?
Yeah,
that's good. Can I take a look?
Sure, I'm trying to pull my shirt up.
There you go.
There you go.
That's scary. Oh, look at that arm.
There you go.
Oh,
that's a Celtic design.
You're a virtual Hercules, aren't you?
Yeah.
You ever seen a man wear a tighter shirt than my friend Buzz?
Pretty incredible. I'll show you my tattoo after the show. It's a tattoo of corned beef. It's right on my upper thigh, right near my chair.
So, like, you're the new number one movie star in America.
I'm hotter than a pepper. I'm as hot as cayenne.
Wow.
Nice.
I'm hotter than summer in New Orleans.
Ah,
absolutely. I'm as hot as J-Lo's bung. That's right. You don't think so? I'm the hot star, the superstar.
Yeah,
I know you are.
And I like the ladies, and that's the important thing.
Good for you.
My motto. Would you like to know my motto?
What's your motto?
It's play hard, work hard. It's as simple. It's a simple formula.
Now, the outfit you have on...
I'm hotter than Mulligan Stew.
The outfit you have on today is similar to the one I saw you on TV. It's a T-shirt where you have the sleeves cut off.
I'm hotter than your general manager's forehead.
And you have these leather straps around your wrists.
This is true.
And you're wearing a kilt.
That's the way I like to address. You know, kilts help you breathe, even though it's not necessarily known for Ireland, but it's actually something that makes me feel real good. And if you happen to meet a special someone, if you're out in a bar and you're out and about and you're having a pint and somebody comes up to you and they want to get to know you, what better way than just have them do a little reach around? And it's great with the kilt. Would you like to see?
No.
No, hold it up for you.
Really? No.
Would you like to see me, little Colin?
I don't want to see your stuff.
I was throwing out phone poles.
What was Ben Affleck like when you were in that movie Daredevil?
Oh, he's a big star, you know, but he's a bit tight. He's a bit tight around his ankles, if you know what I mean.
Is he pussy whipped by J-Lo?
He's basically led around. He's led around with a little string, a little piece of twine, you know, right on his berries.
Did you get a good look at her big ass?
She's got a bit of the cheese. She's got a little bit of the cottage cheese, which I noticed that. It's not just in the little tabloids that I was reading. She's actually got a few of the dimples up there. It's not becoming.
So you at no time thought that you would want to tap some of that?
I did.
Oh, you did?
I basically tap anybody I want. I'm the hottest thing in show business right now. I'm fantastic. And I'm rotten to the core, too. I'm rotten like tooth decay. There's no doubt about it. I'm rotten and I'm horny.
You tap...
very, very bad. I'm rotten like a bad, bad piece of bread.
Have you tapped Nicole Kidman?
Yes.
Wow.
Aye. All of them. Gwyneth Paltrow also. Gwyneth Paltrow, Nicole Kidman, Catherine Zeta-Jones. Mm. Let's see if I go down there. That's Renee Zellweger.
What about Kathy Bates?
Ellen Burstyn. I'm trying to think. Kathy Bates, absolutely. That was not the full thing, though. It was actually, she just launched. She wanted to touch it. And I let her.
Oh, a handy.
I was awfully drunk at the time.
You got a handy from Kathy Bates.
Well, I asked her if I could borrow a Marlboro Red, so she gave me a Red, and then I get her to touch it.
What was
Renee? Nothing happened to it, though. It was basically in its dormant state.
What was Renee Zellweger like?
She wasn't very good.
Not very good?
And there was a bit of a problem, if you know what I mean.
Oh. What, odor?
Yeah, well, you know, you talk about hot. It was a hot day in Los Angeles. It was very tough.
I gotcha.
But she was okay. She was satisfied like they all are with me. the hottest thing in show business.
Colin Farrell.
Absolutely. I'm hotter than a grill with your hand on it.
We're going to play Jeopardy now, and we need a...
Hi, Jeopardy. Let's play with ladies.
Two callers.
Fantastic.
Would you like them both to be female contestants?
Absolutely. And I don't want to say anything bad about ladies that I'm with. That's bad. That's bad business, so I just want to do that. I want to say they're all hot, okay? She wasn't any Jane Curtin, but she was pretty hot.
It's 877-365-3636. Girls only to play this game with Colin Farrell.
It was a great night of lovemaking, just like when I had one with Jan Hooks.
Oh, you know what? We need three more words for our trip to Las Vegas.
Three more words?
Yeah.
Well, I'm good at words. I'm a poet, you know.
And
high-functioning poet.
Buzz, go ahead.
They.
And I'll go next. Eat. And Colin.
Herpes.
There you go. Now we're getting on track. There's your next three words for the Vegas trip. They eat herpes.
Hi.
If you don't know what we're talking about, you should have been listening to the whole show today. Mm-hmm. We'll have two girls to play Jeopardy with Colin Farrell, the hottest movie star in America right now.
Can I take a quick cat nap? I hadn't gotten any sleep last night.
Have you met Lisa?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Looks great. Great ass. Looks like Sandy Duncan's.
She's engaged, you know.
Oh, never been a problem for me.
Okay.
It's not even a problem after the wedding's over.
Oh, ah, really?
I've actually done it at the reception.
Wow.
You know, I'm hot. I've told you that before.
Yeah, I've heard that. You're hot.
I'm hot in a bubbling boil of stew.
Hey, why don't you just, in your American voice, can you just say, this is the Don and Mike show, and we'll be right back?
Okay, let me just see if I can get out of it right now.
Okay.
I'm kind of relaxed with you.
Okay, Colin Farrell.
Okay.
This is the Don and Mike show, and you're going to be right back.
This is the Don and Mike show.
I put up with a lot of bull around here because I thought it was dying. That's when you started taking over. Your loud voice and your old busybody butting in here, there, and everywhere. Sashaying around here, making a big noise like a boss. Well, I'm the only boss around here. I ain't gonna die. Ain't nothing wrong with me but a spastic colon. Made spastic, I reckon, by all the lies and liars I've had to put up with around here. And all the hypocrisy I've had to live with these 40 years that I've lived with you.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is
Oh, very good, sir. And can I ask one more silly question?
Yes.
Would you be willing to sing a bar or two of Holly Jolly Christmas?
No.
America's favorite turgid talkers, Don and Mike.
We're going to the well for anything Irish there with the old Girl Lives tapes.
Are you turgid? Are you turgid? Are you?
We're here with Colin Farrell, who has incredibly kept his language under control today.
I'd like to teach you some of my language if I could.
Sure.
You got a word we use over in Dublin? Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
It's feck. F-E-C-K? Are you familiar with that one?
Well, I've heard it with a different second letter, yeah.
It's like, for example, you go out there, you have there's nothing you need better than a good fecking.
Uh-huh.
You understand that, don't you?
No, I follow.
Yeah, it's good. So we have a good fecking, we'll have a good fecking time. That's the way it normally works. F-E-C-K-I-N-G. Will you practice it with me? Say feck.
Feck.
Fecking.
Fecking.
Now you got it? So it's like you're from Dublin?
So if I go to Dublin, I say, hey, I want to have a good fecking time.
Absolutely. You're having a good fecking time. That's the way it works.
Okay.
And, you know, if you see somebody, you say, hey, there's a person that needs a good fecking.
Mm-hmm.
It works real easy.
As you requested, Colin.
There's nothing like walking on the tightrope, is there?
No. I don't know how much of that. That may have been deleted already.
Well, we'll find out later, won't we?
Yeah.
That's good. Are you having a good fecking time?
Let's play Low Budget Jeopardy, and as you requested, we have.
Are they keeping it?
Yeah. Two girls on the line.
Oh, that's great. I tell you, that's what happens when you get a new word.
Would you like to feck them?
Well, you know, as a matter of fact, I'd like them to participate in our good fecking time. This is Low Budget Jeopardy, and now entering the studio is a homemaker from Turlock, California. Let's say hi to Lisa Womack.
Lisa!
Yep.
Baby.
Hello.
Hi.
Now entering the studio is a nanny. Well, there's nothing quite like a nice nanny.
An au pair.
Hey, that's wonderful. From Baltimore, let's say hi to Bonnie Velez.
Bonnie?
Yes, hello.
Hi, baby.
And now entering the studio is the host of Little Bit of Jeopardy. Now to Lisa and Bonnie, don't screw with LQ, okay?
No.
And say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Hi, girls. Are you girls, like most of them in America, do you find this Colin Farrell guy to be the next big thing?
No. His movie stunk, sort of.
And who would that be?
Lisa,
are you the one that said the movie stunk?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, dear.
Which movie is that?
Phone Booth.
You didn't care for it?
No.
Did you like me in it?
Yeah, you were pretty cute, I guess.
That's the thing he was looking for. It doesn't matter if they like the movie or not, as long as they like me.
What about you, Bonnie? Have you seen any of Colin Farrell's movies?
He was in Minority Report, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw that.
He was the cop with the beard who goes after Tom Cruise.
How would you rate me on a scale of 1 to 10?
6.
6? Well, I tell you, my ego's going crazy here.
We
got some real high IQs in this group.
Would you feck him?
No.
Oh, I'm very disappointed. Well, I'd just like to say it's mutual. I wish you both the very best of luck.
Okay, here we go. Your categories, girls, are NCAA Final Four in New Orleans.
If they can spell it.
Pretty Boy Douchebags.
Oh, that's always lovely.
NBA playoffs, in or out?
Fecking.
As of now.
Very good.
Fortune Magazine's most and least admired companies.
Always exciting.
And new on Duffield.
Let's play the game.
So it's the NCAA Final Four in New Orleans.
Time to play the game.
Pretty Boy Douchebags.
Douchebags.
NBA playoffs.
Fecking.
Fortune Magazine's most and least admired companies.
Oh, I lost another eyebrow.
And new on Divid, or home of Lenny. Let's see, Bonnie, you seem to like Colin. Bonnie will go with you.
Let's see, I'll start with NCAA Final Four.
All right. This is the team that won it all.
Lisa, your chance to steal.
What is Syracuse?
There you go. $1 for Lisa. Way to go. Oh,
hey, Lisa, you could take that dollar, honey, and maybe buy some personality.
There you go. Let's liven it up, ladies. Are we ready? Are we going to have some excitement here?
Can I have NCAA double or for 200?
Yes, sure. The announcer who was on the receiving end of the S-bomb from the Kansas coach after the game.
Who is Bonnie something?
Yeah, you know what? If you had some personality, maybe you would have got that one.
Hey, Bonnie, your chance to steal.
Who is Bonnie Smith?
Bonnie Smith.
Oh, it's Bonnie Bernstein.
Lisa, you're in control.
Can I take a Pretty Boy for 100?
Yeah, hold on a second. Let's just let's revisit that moment during the Final Four after the game.
I could give a shit about North Carolina right now. I've got 13 kids in that locker room that I love.
Coach, thank you.
Lisa, do you mean you'd like that category for 2 instead of 100?
Oh, that's what I meant.
Oh, no, and you got to finish the Final Four first.
Okay, Final Four for 300.
For 3. No, it's
$3. $3.
Not 300. 3.
$3.
Number of girls Mike O'Mara was with when he ditched us for dinner.
What is 2?
There you go.
$3. Now it's time to go on to another category. High functioning.
Okay, Pretty Boy for $1.
Pretty Boy Douchebags.
Yeah.
Colin, you're not in this category, incidentally.
I appreciate it. I'll send you a thank you note.
Because you're not a douchebag.
I'm not a douchebag.
The original Pretty Boy Douchebag, Mr. TRL.
Who is Carson Daly?
Right.
$1. You can select again, Lisa.
Pretty Boys for $2.
Former NSYNC lead singer, now heading up a very lame solo career.
Who is Justin Timberlake?
Right.
$2 for you. You're rolling now. You got a commanding lead.
And Pretty Boy Douchebags for $3.
Latest and greatest douchebag, host of American Idol.
Who is Ryan Seacrest?
See, you know your douchebags.
$3. She's doing well. She's tearing through the categories. You can select again, Lisa.
So it's new on DVD.
New on DVD. Stars a creepy kid with glasses.
What's Harry Potter? What is?
You got to be more specific.
Bonnie, your chance to steal.
What is Harry Potter Chamber of Secrets?
That's right, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
You'll be going to the final. Hey, you might be happy about that, Bonnie. Select again, please.
Okay, I'll take new on DVD for $2.
Stars Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah. This,
don't worry. This is one no one will get.
At least see your chance to steal.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, something called Waking Up in Reno.
I thought it was Skeletor. Okay, Bonnie, you're in control.
Okay, new one DVD for $3.
It's a TV box set. The first complete season released this week.
Is somebody open up a candy wrapper? Lisa, your chance to steal.
What, 6 feet under?
No, honey, it's Dawson's Creek.
Oh.
That great show about Richard Dawson. And his problem fighting incontinence.
There you go, Bonnie, you're in control.
Okay, Fortune Magazine, least and greatest companies.
All right, now, for 2002, Fortune Magazine made a list. They did some poll of their readers of the most admired and least admired companies in America. For one, in 2002, this was America's most admired soft drink company.
What is Coca-Cola?
Right.
$1 for you, Bonnie. You're doing well. Select again.
I'll take the same category for $2.
In 2002, this was America's least admired airline.
What is U.S. Air?
That's right.
$2 for you. Boy, you're doing real well. It's the comeback trail for you, Bonnie. Select again.
Fortune Magazine for $3.
In 2002, this was America's most admired overnight delivery service.
What is UPS?
Yeah, she pulled that one
$3
right out of her cootie.
She's mounting quite the comeback. This is the Charge of Life Brigade right here.
So now we have the last categories, NBA playoffs, in or out.
This is a chance for Bonnie to take the lead.
As of right now, because the season's not over yet. So, okay, I'll give you a team. You just tell me if they're in or out. As of right now.
If they're in and out of the playoffs?
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
The Orlando, the Orlando Magic.
In.
That was not in the form of a question.
Yes, it's your chance to steal.
What is out?
Oh, no. No.
He was right. Orlando's a good team there.
Bonnie, you're back in control. Chance to tie and maybe take the lead.
What is in?
No, honey, you got to go to the
okay,
next
for $2.
For two. The Cleveland Cavaliers.
What is out?
That's right. See, they're the worst team in history.
$2 for Bonnie. She's actually only $1 away from tying the game.
All right, now for three, final question on the big board. The Milwaukee Bucks.
What is out?
Lisa, your chance to steal.
What is in?
In.
Tough one there. $3 for you.
I guess you'd call the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, Bex. That's right. The Bex, the same as Becking. That's right. So, I was passing. I was on one of your highways.
Yeah.
Your highways here, and I was passed by a track. A big track. One of those 18-wheeler tracks.
You like the TV show Star Trek?
I love that. It's fantastic, Star Trek. Oh, we're driving down a bumpy road now, aren't we?
I know we are. It's time for a final low-budget Jeopardy. Now, who's got what here, Colin?
Lisa finishes with $13. We've got Bonnie over here with $9. They both sound they're lovely ladies, and I wish them both the best of luck, even though they don't like me movies.
All right, girls, anything can happen. We physically force you both to bet it all, and here's your category. Category is milk your instrument.
Oh, I do that most every night.
Milk your instrument. In 2002, this was the most popular musical instrument in America. Over 21 million people play it. All right? I got the top 10 list.
Quite a brain teaser.
In 2002, this was the most popular musical instrument in America with over 21 million people playing it regularly. Girls, don't forget answer in the form of a question and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive some of me eyebrow hairs. That's right. My eyebrows are so big and bushy that they fall into my morning paper. What I do each and every day is I fold it in two, and then I just dump them into an envelope. I collect each and every one of them. They're so bloody bushy that they actually fall off right up to my head, and I send them right out to the fans. And if you're lucky, you might get a curly one in the mix. That's right. That would be really special, don't you think? How about a good fecking? Now back to final limit. Well, that looks true, Vic. You're getting moved.
The curly one.
That was the special one.
That's like from your D&B.
No, that's actually depending if I'm eating breakfast in the nude or the nud.
Three more words right now for the Vegas trip. And I'll go first. Covered.
Buzz.
With.
There you go.
Colin.
Scabs.
Now we're writing a novel.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Your next three words for the Vegas vacation.
Very exciting.
Covered with scabs.
Nice.
And we go to
nice.
We go to the girls for final low budget Jeopardy. Who do I go to first here, Colin?
Bonnie's the one with the least dollars.
Bonnie. Here you go, Bonnie.
Yes.
Bonnie, this is the most popular musical instrument in America. Last year, over 21 million people played it regularly.
What is the guitar?
I'm sorry, that knocks you down to zero.
Negative. Lisa.
Yep. What is a violin?
Are you listening? Ravens, both Bonita and Lisa were wrong.
No, that means no money will be given away.
The number... How about a second chance?
Well, honey, listen, it's one of life lessons you're going to learn today. There are no second chances. The number one
answer... piano?
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
It's piano. 21 million people play the piano.
Wow.
Then it's guitar.
Yeah, think of the others.
Organ.
Organ.
Flute.
Flute.
Clarinet.
What?
Drums.
Drums.
Trumpet.
Trumpet. Excuse me, that'd be the trumpet.
Violin. Harmonica.
Uh-huh.
And saxophone.
What about bagpipes?
Didn't make the list.
That's a shame.
That means Alan Linewine will love today's game. He gave away no money. That's good. That's more money for me in my lawsuit.
Very excited.
Please tell these girls, well, first, don't go away mad. Just go away. And now tell them what they won, Colin.
First of all, ladies, thanks for playing. You've won an NYPD Blues Season 1 DVD box set featuring all 22 episodes from the first season. Now available to own on a collectible 6-disc set. On NYPD Blue, Season 1, today. But wait.
There's more.
You want a Da Ali G Show prize pack? Make sure to tune in this Sunday to Da Ali G Show when he returns to HBO. If you missed him the first time, now's your chance to bling bling with Ali G on Sunday nights at 11 p.m., 10 Central, only on the HBO. Thanks a lot, ladies.
Thank you, girls. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh,
they were charming. Okay. Thanks. Lick it.
Gonna miss them.
They are very hard to find. To be the judge of character, someone when they're on the hot seat.
Absolutely.
Playing a game show.
Right.
They sure did sound like twats, didn't they?
Yeah, that's a good word. That's my favorite American word you have.
Twat?
Twat. What were you thinking? There you go. That's like fecking.
Yeah.
That's dirty. Good night, Carl.
Wow.
You know Carl.
I do. We're good friends. We're going out and rolling later.
Oh, Carl. Carl Farley?
Carl Farley, good personal friend of mine.
So, Colin?
Yes?
In your best American voice.
Sure.
Would you say goodbye to all of the women who think that you're the sexiest man alive? Goodbye, ladies. Thank you very much. And now in your regular voice.
Yes, that'd be a pleasure.
Would you say goodbye to all the all of your female fans?
I'd like to say each and every one of you, you're welcome to see me in any city that I might happen to drop my pants in. Come on now, lick it. There you go, there's my greeting. And hey, listen, I'm going to pull something out for you. Here's a little souvenir from me, Colin Farrell.
Well, I don't want your eyebrow.
Keep it. It's a souvenir. You could have it bronzed.
I don't want it.
You sure you don't want to flush your teeth with it?
I don't.
Okay, you're lost, my friend.
But you know what Lisa Herndon wants?
Fecking.
No.
What?
One of your hairs from down there.
Oh, absolutely. Let me just pull that up.
Oops. No.
That one came out all on its own.
Wrong side.
Oh, really? Hold on. No. Not having a lot of success. I just had one of your Brazilian waxes.
Oh.
Sorry about that. I need it. Otherwise, nothing comes out.
Wow.
It's that hairy down there.
Too much hair.
Lots of hair.
Too much hair. Thank you. Colin Farrell.
Yeah. Always a pleasure.
See, you wouldn't know it if you go see this movie Phone Booth because he talks with the perfect American accent.
I appreciate that. I appreciate it. It's like a net down there.
I'll always remember, never forget. Love what Jeopardy's production of.
We're unincorporated and it's distributed by King World. Take care with my hairy ass. He should have said arse.
What a guy.
Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
You had it down perfect.
So first.
See, Mike had not ever heard.
No.
Colin Farrell speak and tell him it was, you know, it's halfway between Bono mm-hmm. and the Lucky Charms guy.
That was that way. Good direction. Very good.
Amazing.
Way to go, Cecil B. DeMille over here.
Absolutely.
Otto Preminger.
Yeah.
Martin Scorsese.
Absolutely perfect. If you've seen him on any of the shows, that's
James Cameron. No, you don't want to be called that one.
Well, you're right, though. You're right, though. Oscar loves Titanic.
I'm the king of the world.
We have not given away this trip yet.
No.
Oh, and we're not done yet. No, we've still got at least three, maybe six more words to go.
It's a horrible story about the French.
Oh, it's a true story about the French.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, but you know, we're giving away clues right there.
Yeah, I shouldn't say anything.
We are giving away a trip to Las Vegas, though, if you've been listening to the whole show.
Right.
Something we've not done in a long time. We will make you laugh.
Mm-hmm.
No. Be entertaining.
That's good.
No, I'm kidding. No, really. Something we haven't done in a long time. Take a couple minutes
to pay tribute
to eulogize little Eva.
Eva will be missed.
It's Eva, Mike.
Sorry about that.
Did you Google it?
And it was Eva, yes. A lot of you probably think that I was not a good e-googleizer. I know what an e-googly is.
Very good.
And I'm e-googleizing her right now.
Eva Boy.
This is wrong on so many levels. If you don't know or don't care who little Eva is, and I know a lot of you don't. A
lot of people.
And if you've not seen the movie Zoolander, so you don't know what an e-googly is.
Yeah, and just join our party and have fun.
And then there's the certain percentage of the audience that doesn't get this.
Right.
That's already been pointed out to us.
A triple
today.
Threat.
Yeah, this is just, it's a train wreck, this show today.
You don't have to get it.
Right.
You don't have to get it.
She's dead.
Yeah.
You do not have to get it. Right. I just proved that. I just did a whole bit that I didn't get.
But it was great.
There you go.
Yeah.
You don't have to get it, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We're back and stop. Balls of fire for Leah Remini, everybody.
Balls of fire?
A ball of fire.
A ball of fire. Well, here are the rules.
Not balls of fire.
I understand you're playing for somebody today. A couple DJs. Who are you playing for?
Don and Mike.
Out in D.C.
Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
But this writer, I don't even know the paper. I won't even mention the paper because that's how pleased with him.
Right.
But he said something bad about Kevin's appearance on something.
Uh-huh.
And so I had my friends Don and Mike call him live on the radio.
Right.
On the radio. And the guy wouldn't take my call. But I was going to say to him, you know.
What were you going to say to him?
I was going to say, you know, how does it feel? You're a critic. I mean, all you do is look for the bad in things.
Right.
They'll see you in Toledo. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, but, let's not give out a couple more words. We'll make you away in a couple more seconds.
Very good.
You win the Vegas vacation. Mike, it's been an awful long time since we've used our gift from God.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, there's been just a ton of crappy movies. Mike and I, though, have been given a gift from the G-Man.
That's amazing.
To review movies that we've not seen yet.
You mean God, yeah.
Yeah, not G. Gordon Liddy.
Very good.
Now we have a bunch of new ones this week. I'll tell you the ones that I'm thinking we can do.
Okay.
We can do some separate, some together.
Yep.
Here are the ones we haven't done. I'll go from the worst to the ones that I think are the most relevant.
Okay.
We have not done Agent Cody Banks.
Yeah, that's the one with the guy from Malcolm in the Middle. Right.
We've not done Basic with John Travolta and Sam Jackson, which has already tanked. We have not done The Core with Hilary Swank. We have not done Bringing Down the House with Steve Martin and Queen Latifah.
Yeah, boy, it's been a long time since we did this feature. It is a feature.
We've not done Head of State with Chris Rock and Bernie Mac.
A lot of these movies have, the Steve Martin one has really already kind of gone by the boards.
We've not done A Man Apart with Vin Diesel.
Mm-hmm.
We've not done What a Girl Wants with Amanda Burns. We haven't done Phone Booth with Colin Farrell.
Right. That's a relevant one.
Mm-hmm. And we haven't done Anger Management that opens today.
Which ones would you like to do?
We got to do anger management.
And we have to do...
phone booth.
Phone booth.
Mm-hmm. And
that,
a wild card.
I think Vin Diesel.
Yeah, the Vin Diesel. I think those are the three we should do.
Well, maybe you get 30 seconds.
A man apart?
You get 30 seconds on Vin Diesel, and I'll get 30 seconds on bringing down the house.
All right, very good.
So that might surprise you.
Mm. Oh?
Oh?
Ooh.
First movie would be, we got to start with anger management.
Yeah. Very good.
And, boy, I'm going to surprise you, I think.
Mm.
Here we go. Anger management. By Don. Now, my vision of this, my review of this is going to be tainted. I said taint. Because I just rendered on pay-per-view the movie about FHI. About Schmidt.
Mm-hmm.
With Jack Nicholson. I think Jack has lost it. He's lost...
Blasphemy!
He's lost it.
Mm.
Adam Sandler... and make no bones, this will be the number one movie of the weekend. I'll go see it. Adam Sandler doesn't play a guy as dumb as I like him to be. I like Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, Waterboy. I don't like the punch-drunk love Adam Sandler. I must give two big, big... toenails down.
Wow.
To anger management.
Wow.
Even though I love Adam Sandler.
I know.
I think Jack used to be great.
All right.
Mike.
Anger management by Mike. I am not the Adam Sandler fan that Don is, but I will tell you there is one thing that I believe Adam Sandler does better than anything, and that is rage. When he does his rave out, when he screams, that's when he makes me laugh. He's done it in a lot of his movies. He's doing it in this movie. And Jack Nicholson playing the kind of role where he's just in your face and he's annoying. It just, that's what Jack does best. I've seen so many trailers for this movie. I've read so much about this movie. I don't really see how this movie can fail. I think you are looking at the smash of smashes, and I hope I'm right about this. I think this movie is going to be hysterically funny. Even if they phone in their appearances, I think this movie is going to be a smash comedy because the premise just cracks me up. Adam Sandler doing the rage and the anger, that makes me laugh out loud. Jack Nicholson being the pain in the ass guy, that makes me laugh. I give this movie an enthusiastic endorsement.
See, I don't disagree with you that it's going to be a smash.
Right.
I do disagree with you. I don't think it's going to be hysterical.
Okay, I hope you're wrong about that.
Next movie, Phone Booth. Your turn to go first.
Phone Booth by Mike. Yes, we just heard all about him. Colin Farrell. Even though I'm having mixed emotions about Colin Farrell, I will tell you, this premise just doesn't look like it's going to stand up. The idea that a guy has got a gun on a guy in a phone booth, and that's the entire premise of the movie, I don't think that's a strong enough plot line to sustain a movie for an entire feature. I just don't think it's going to work. I do like Colin Farrell. I think he is the next biggest thing, and I think he's a solid actor.
Mike, yes. Let's split the time because I'm going to agree with you.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll take the last 27 seconds.
Very good.
He doesn't move from a phone booth for 83 minutes.
Wow.
That's it. I mean, it's got the cops coming around. Plus, think about this. When's the last time you saw a phone booth?
Yeah.
I know I'm nitpicking, but I agree with Mike. I feel the exact same way.
Mm-hmm.
Good premise. Good premise for, like, maybe a half-hour TV show.
Right.
So you lose me. All right, the next one, I guess... We might as well go all the way with Vin Diesel.
You want to? Yeah, because I mean the Vin Diesel one. The other ones are old, unless you want to do the Steve Martin one. We could go all the way with Steve Martin, as far as I'm concerned, too.
I just missed your negative, though. I hate everything.
I'm surprised that you hate an anger management.
See, the thing is, I'm not saying I hate it.
You just don't think it's going to be as funny as it might. It looks like it might be.
No, and I'm just coming off about Schmidt.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody that I know said, Jack Nicholson really deserved the Oscar for
right.
about I almost said the F word. And that's what I thought the movie was. He's just turned into an old, curmudgeon-y fart. And I agree. I love Adam Sandler more than you do.
You know, I just when I see that trailer where it's the la 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 la, that's just Jack being Jack.
You know what worries me though is that you're seeing the one funny minute in the movie.
And I'm gonna go see this movie next week. And when I get done seeing it, I will be with you and I will sing it from the highest mountaintop. If it turns out to be not that funny,
it's gonna be a smash.
I hate it when I go to see a comedy that doesn't deliver.
Yeah, it's gonna be a smash. I just don't think it's gonna be one of those movies that people will come back and go, that was so effing funny.
Very possible.
Then let's see. Well,
I'd like to do the Vin Diesel if we can.
You want to do it together?
A man apart? Yeah, give me the first 30.
You know what? I only need the first 10.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. A Man Apart by Don and Mike. All I know is that this movie was made 2 years ago before Vin Diesel became famous. He's a tool, and this movie sucks ass. Mike.
Steven Seagal. Jean-Claude Van Damme. Chuck Norris. Vin Diesel.
That's an insult.
I rest my case.
That's an insult to Chuck Norris.
Sorry about that. But really, that's what we're settling into, Vin. You know, way to take the chance. You know, way to really do something different. I think really anybody that saw the movie Boiler Room thought that Vin Diesel might have a chance to make some very interesting movies. He settled into the action hero role,
but they suck. I don't want to defend it, but let me say, in Mark, I think his name is Mark Anthony. Mark Vincent. In his defense, he made this movie 2 years ago before he became popular, which is why they're releasing it now.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, but the thing is, I'd like to see, really, I just want to say before, I know the time's expired, Vin Diesel, I think, has potential to make better movies, but he's not going to do that. He's going to settle into the action hero thing, and if he does that, I lose respect for the guy. I think he's a better actor than the movies he's making.
We agree. We agree on that, and they're going to try to make it to be the next Arnold.
Would you like to handle the Steve Martin movie?
Yeah, I would.
You want to go first?
Yep. Although you may want to just chime in.
Okay.
Bringing Down the House by Don. As he proved during the Academy Awards, Steve Martin is still a funny guy.
Agreed.
However, how many freaking goddamn times do we have to see the setup of a very white guy who meets a very black lady or vice versa, and all of a sudden it's Steve Martin wearing the FUBU shirt and Eugene Levy going, "What's up, boo?" and Queen Latifah screaming. The same thing is used in the Chris Rock movie, Head of State.
Yes.
Where at one point you see a bunch of white people who are shaking their asses.
Overused, stereotypical racial humor that is tired, that is old, and that is not funny. If you're going to do the racial thing, you got to get a little edgier. You got to get a little more controversial, and that'll make it funny. This movie, you know what? I agree with you after watching the Academy Awards, and we've disagreed about Steve Martin. I think he is a funny guy, and I think he couldn't pick a script if somebody, exploded it in front of him. He is a funny guy, and he proved that at the Oscars. I laughed my ass off. I think it's one of the best hosting jobs I've seen at the Oscars in a long time.
He was great. He was subtle, yet he was poignant.
He makes boring movies, is what he does.
Even, you know, when Michael Moore came out and did that thing at the Oscars, Steve Martin's follow-up after the commercial was brilliant, you know. Michael Morris is having his Oscar right now as he's being shoved into the trunk of his limousine.
And the thing is, Ben Stiller has already in his career made better choices in comedies than Steve Martin has made in his entire career. And I think Steve Martin has potential.
You'll give me this.
Yes.
The Jerk.
The Jerk is
stands the test
the
of
jerk,
time.
The Jerk is a classic. It's the best movie, best comedy he ever made. And it was Steve Martin being Steve Martin.
Well, then I think God, I hate to be so just negative.
And you know, with Ben Stiller, that's also, I just hope that Ben Stiller keeps doing what he's doing, making funny movies, because, man,
you have to watch Zoolander.
I'm dying to see it, and I will try to get it.
You have to.
I will.
I mean, Buzz was the last the last holdout before you.
Dave.
You're down with an
awesome. A-I-Y-E.
Hysterical.
This is Zoolander when he's at a day spa.
Dave. D-A-I-Y-E.
Anyway.
All right.
You got to see it.
Yeah.
So, to review. Wow, okay, Anger Management, we're agreed it'll be a smash. It'll be the number one movie, no doubt. My deal is, I don't think it's good. It's funny.
Right.
Mike thinks
it's got potential to be very funny.
It's got potential to be funny. Phone Booth, we're agreed. Good premise, but we don't see how you spend an hour and 20 minutes.
How can you do that?
A Man Apart. Well, it's not really Vin Diesel's fault, because it's a movie that was made 2 years ago.
It's not really Vin Diesel's fault. It's Steven Seagal's fault.
That's right. Although, you know what? I did catch myself watching the other day. Was the one where he's on the train. Under Siege 2.
See, I liked Under Siege 1. That, to me, is my favorite Steven Seagal movie.
I like both the Under Siege movies.
Because that has Tommy Lee Jones in it.
I didn't like the one when he got really fat and he started wearing the Indian costumes.
Yeah, I forgot. Where he's like out of the oil rig.
Yeah. let me see. And Bringing Down the House, we agree. Steve Martin is funny. But the whole thing with the white guy acting black, it's been done a million times. And to a smaller extent, same thing in the Chris Rock movie, Head of State.
Right.
Which should be funny as hell because it's got Chris Rock, who is the funniest guy alive, and Bernie Mac, who's in the top 10.
And it was kind of a suck fest.
Yeah, yet they managed to F it up. So, there you go. And we didn't even review Basic, because I think that's already on the way out. And it's too bad, because that was the reunion of Sam Jackson with John Travolta.
Yeah, and it didn't work. Well, you know, John Travolta makes a lot of movies.
And I'll tell you, very briefly, the mistake, why I knew I wouldn't see this movie, and I see every Sam Jackson movie, I'll wait for pay-per-view, because John Travolta in this movie insists on using his southern accent, just like he did in the, was it The General's Daughter?
Yeah,
the one where,
the title,
you know,
yeah.
Where he talked like this?
Another one of his memorable films.
Yeah.
Him and Kevin Costner with the accents.
all right, so that's it. Sorry we don't have better news. Here is Evan, who has just seen Anger Management.
Oh.
Just got out of it.
Oh.
Evan?
Hey, buddies. How are you?
Funny? Not funny. Don't tell us anything else.
Like halfway between both.
No, you got to say it's either funny or not funny.
It's funny.
Okay.
It's funny. Okay. Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Just
back.
That was not an enthusiastic
no,
funny.
Just barely funny.
It was not. No, but I made him choose one or the other.
Yeah, that was good. You should.
You know, but you didn't get the feeling from that guy.
No.
He was saying over the top.
That is exactly how I would have described Old School, though.
Mm.
If you had to pin me down on whether it was funny or not, I had enough laughs in it where I said, funny.
Yeah. See, that's where we are different. For me, Old School.
That's why I'm worried about the Zoolander, too, guys. Because the whole thing, the Will Ferrell factor, you have no idea how strongly I feel about Will Ferrell.
And I hated Will Ferrell. He turned me around to Zoolander. I'm telling you, he steals Old School. You ask me, is Old School funny? I say, Old School is effing funny.
You'll like Zoolander because I exceed you on hatred of Will Ferrell.
Oh, you're Will Ferrell hater?
You can go beyond.
Really? Good for you.
Zoolander is good.
All right, good.
Movie.
I'm looking forward to seeing Zoolander. You guys are cracking me up with all the tapes. I'm going to go see it. I mean, I'm going to get it. I'm going to rent it.
You googly. How can I do it, you googly, when you don't have it loaded there?
Oh, dear.
Robbie, you forgot about her already.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzzing.
Me.
He made it up.
We need three more words.
Uh-oh.
Ooh! Buzz, go first.
And?
You want to go next, Mike?
They?
No, please. We got to end it. Because I... What?
All right. Then, all right, if you want to... Right.
Because I got an end. Let me...
Airs.
No, well, I want the last word to be BM.
And?
And how about runny or...
Brown.
Brown or...
All right.
Lumpy or...
What are we doing here?
We're ending it.
All All right. So and? Are we keeping Harris?
Well, how about Harry?
Harry.
Harry.
That works. And then pop it right in there at the end.
DMs. That's the story. Oh.
Way to bring us down.
Better than John Travolta's career. Little Eva. All right, kids, your last three words. Don't point at the picture of her. Your last three words in the story are, and Harry DMs. We have written a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful sonnet today.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you see, you're looking at the picture of Little Eva?
She's pretty.
Oh, you guys. If you listen to the whole show, be the 100th caller right now at 877-365-3636. You know, so I'm waiting for the 100th caller.
Yeah.
It'll lead into the news time.
They know or they don't.
Yeah, let's just take the first caller. Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, I have the answer.
Great, what's your name?
Mark.
Mark, where are you from?
Arlington.
All right, Mark, go one word at a time so I can play that sound effect. The first sentence is, we are boycotting the French because...
We are boycotting French because they smell
bad. No!
One word at a time.
Come on! One word at a time. For instance, the first word we gave you was...
We.
No.
No. Hey, you know?
Yeah, you're too dumb to follow it.
Right.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Oops.
Hello, Don and Mike.
This would be the 100th caller?
Yeah, turn your radio down.
Yes, sir.
Now, the way this works is...
Mm-hmm. Rob, stop showing me the Little Eva picture, please.
As you read every word that we gave you, I'll play that ding after the word.
And
okay?
Don, technically, if we're going to be technical about this, they should know the opening sentence.
Yeah, right.
They should.
Let's
you got
go.
It.
Start. Start.
We.
What?
We.
We, right.
Are.
Yes.
Boycotting the French because they smell bad and they suck donkey appendages and they eat herpes covered with scabs and Harry DMs.
Yeah.
There
you go.
Hey, all right.
Nicely done. Nicely done. What's your name, my friend?
Steve. Don and Mike, how's it going?
Who's this?
Steve.
Steve?
Yes, sir.
Where are you from, Steve?
Laurel, Maryland.
Steve.
Oh, don't sound so sad about that, Steve.
All right, armpit of Fiji County.
My friend on WJFK-FM, Steve, it's your lucky day.
Be a lady.
You have won a Veramax Vegas vacation.
Oh, fantastic.
For two. That's 4 nights, 5 days hotel. Mm. Round trip air. Veramax Sexual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer. It really works. Call 1-888-TRI-VMAX to get your free supply. Congratulations and have a great time in Las Vegas.
Thanks, Donna Mike.
You're very welcome. And thank you for listening to the whole show today to get that beautiful book that we just wrote about the French.
That is wonderful.
Marvel. We are boycotting the French because they smell bad and they suck donkey appendages and they eat herpes covered with scabs and hairy DMs.
Absolutely. Childlike? You bet we are.
Truthful, though, Mike.
Absolutely.
Fair and balanced.
Fair and balanced. That's where you've reached the seat of objective journalism.
Buzz?
Yes?
What is your lead story on the news and the comments today?
Today, the future of the WB television network may depend on a monkey.
Really? Charles Broyhill?
No. Oh,
no, you mean a real monkey?
An actual monkey.
Okay, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up
on
the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Two of God's little brown gems, Don and Mike.
And we're both Zoo Show. Brought to you by Veramax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer.
doctor developed.
Someone called for a doctor?
And clinically tested. Miramax works. Little Eva took it every day.
Until today.
Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Try it today. Viramax. I'm sure it'll show up in her bloodstream at the autopsy.
Very good.
One complaint, try VMAX. And I'm sure that's the read that Viramax wanted
as
well.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
It's better when you look at the picture.
It is. It makes it completely work.
Little Eva died with Viramax in her system.
She will be missed.
But it's not what killed her.
No.
No.
Of course not.
I know what killed her.
Kept her moist.
Love.
Love.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Now, because they know we're skipping the commercials, the days of television shows that include the name of the sponsor and the title are back. This summer, the WB is presenting two new shows. One is called Pepsi Smash. It's a weekly top 40 music countdown show.
Sounds groovy.
The other is called Pepsi Play for a Billion. The Play for a Billion show relies on, quote, an unusually dexterous monkey. Wow. Starting next month, the WB logo will be on over a billion bottles of soda. Players competing for $1 billion will look for specially coated bottle caps.
Get to know Charlie.
This is great.
The monkey will draw the winning number.
The monkey on the WB.
Quoting a WB official.
Get to know Charlie.
Hello.
Quoting a WB official, the fate of $1 billion will be in the hands of a monkey.
Oh, yes. I'm the president of the WB. Goodbye, little Eva.
It's Eva, Charlie. God needed a singer.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Somebody better tell Big Don O'Brien, I'm driving up to the beach tonight.
Right.
Uh-huh.
When I get in WQSR range, I better goddamn hear a tribute.
Way to go, Big Don! Big Don O'Brien!
Just as we expected, Arnold Schwarzenegger is preparing to run for governor of California.
He says, I will be the governor of the state.
And I says, you vote for me and you'll be so angry. You want two votes again.
I'm so proud to be part of the Republican Party and to run for the Governor Ting.
Arnold, what can we expect of your campaign?
What they can expect from Jingle All the Way is a hilarious movie, a movie where they will be able to laugh from the beginning to the end. It will be great entertainment. They will walk out of the theater and say, I am so angry that I can't get another ticket right away. Because I want to see you the second time. And there's a long line here.
Arnold, can you explain your campaign strategy?
Yeah, I have a son that is dying for playing with his father. He's dying to have the latest of the toys. And he's talking about this Turbo Man doll.
Turbo Man.
And I play one of those fathers and husband that is too busy.
Thank you, Governor. Toward this political end, Arnold met yesterday with President Bush's top political advisor. But he may be...
Who's that, Carrot Top?
No, I don't have the name in front of me, but he may be running against one of the president's top military advisors, National Security Chief Condoleezza Rice. They would both be Republican candidates in 2006. In the meantime...
Condoleezza Rice does not look like the Leva.
No, stop it. In the meantime, you can get the Arnold Schwarzenegger package when you check into the Mosaic Hotel in Beverly Hills.
It's a package.
It's all about politics. If you're a Republican, you can choose the Arnold package, which puts you on the right side of the hotel.
And you says you'd be on the right side.
That's because I'm the right party.
Right, and you get a copy of the Wall Street Journal if you stay there. Now, Democrats get the Michael Moore package, which puts you on the left side of the building with a copy of the L.A. Times.
All right, but let's say that you're on the left side of the building.
Right.
Yeah.
But what, like, when you wake up in the morning, what if you're facing right?
Then you're in trouble. Because I'll be the governor.
A DNA sample may mean big trouble for Celine Dion's husband. He's been accused of rape,
Now, the Korean woman making the accusation has given police a jacket she says is smeared with his semen.
Oh, my.
Uh-oh. The woman says she was wearing that traditional Korean jacket on March 19th, 3 years ago, when she says Renee Angelil attacked her at a Las Vegas hotel.
Oh, that poor praying mantis, Celine Dion.
The Korean woman's now turned over the jacket to a Vegas detective, delivering it in a brown paper bag.
I wonder if she'll turn that into a commercial for Chrysler.
Probably.
She's driving down the road in her PT Cruiser.
Mm-hmm.
On the seat next to her, DNA stains. I feel so sad. Drive equals love.
Was William Peterson the guy that they turned it over to?
Eventually, I think so, yes. Now, the Korean woman says she did not give police the jacket earlier because she and her husband were threatened.
Hey, where'd you get that jacket?
They still won't say who did the threatening.
What I like best about Chrysler is that all of the seats are scotch guarded. This is Celine Dion with my incredibly short mannish haircut.
The accuser,
bonsoir,
and her husband have already been arrested for trying to extort money from Celine's husband.
Oh.
Mike?
Yes, son?
The Celine Dion commercials?
Mm-hmm.
They'll drive you crazy.
Don?
Yes,
crazy, Mike. Crazy like a fox.
It was a good one last night.
Oh, it was a great one last night.
Real good one last night. Mm-hmm. Man, it was good.
Yeah.
Really liked it. Sometimes at CSI.
Nice!
Sometimes I watch it just because I'm in the habit of watching it, but mm-hmm. last night was one of those that was just like, bring it on. Bring it on.
The bamboo Russian roulette at the end.
Great.
How did they get the gun to fire? That's the one thing I asked when they were sending it that just the spinning of it?
Yeah, the trigger kept banging against the poles.
As it was
down
going
the pole.
Round and round and round and round and round.
Now I get it.
And a strong Helgenberger night, I thought.
Yes.
Yeah. Boy, she got some tease.
Yeah.
She really does. And I like the whore, the dancer whore. When William Peterson was interviewing her.
You know, they put William Peterson in those scenes with women.
Because he's a nerd.
And it's just like, I don't mind.
Yeah,
take your bra off. Go ahead.
Yeah. And you know what? I was having some trouble with the fact that he talked all about movies and the him being deaf.
Right.
And they paid it off at the end.
Yeah, when he said, I like silent movies.
Yeah.
That was all right. That was sad.
I didn't think that
much. I liked it.
No, I didn't like it.
I liked it.
Okay.
Regis,
I'm real happy that you guys like
and also
he's going deaf.
I'm glad to see.
I like it. I like the part.
No, that's, I understand.
Dang.
You're making fun of his infirmity, and I'm a little sensitive about that now.
Yeah. I understand, Mike.
Thanks.
Some of the silent movies are really good.
I did like the fact that the Larry Sanders guy was on again last night.
Mm-hmm.
That he's becoming like a semi-regular.
Yeah, and they're really writing it almost like they wrote for his character on Larry Sanders.
Larry Sanders, It's kind of like a condescending a-hole.
Now, if I wanted to be rude to you, I would have said, perfect.
Yeah. Regis Philbin finally gotten a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
How are you? Everybody repeat that. B.
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 F.
F.
D.
D. That means big effing deal.
Yes.
There you are.
Yes,
it does, Regis.
He got star number 2,222.
Try that, Kathy Lee. You won't get yours.
Larry King, Don Rickles, and Michael Eisner were in the crowd yesterday when Philbin was honored for his 40 years in broadcasting.
For one bullet. Really. And if you line
the
them
right
up
trajectory,
Eisner, Larry King, and Imus.
Imus wasn't there, was he?
No.
I'm sorry, who were the names again?
Because you got to skip
Eisner.
One. There was one.
Eisner, Rickles, and King. Larry King.
Now you don't want to kill this.
All right, so you take Rickles out.
Thank you.
It's just Eisner and Larry King.
Right.
One bullet goes through one brain. Then exits Larry's head and goes into Eisner's head. It's like a two-for-one.
Yeah, and never passing through that much density.
Oh, wow.
Quoting Reege, I guess they've loosened the rules to include people like me.
Where's the new Larry King tape of the guy calling Larry King last night and mentioning our name?
East Coast Bob.
And listen how flustered Larry gets when the guy mentions that we're working out a deal. And this is true to be on Armed Forces Radio.
Yes.
Sacramento, California. Hello.
Larry King, I want to commend you on your choice of suspenders tonight.
It is black.
I know it. That's quality, though. This money that belongs to the Iraqi people, can they get that back from Saddam? And are we going to get Don and Mike on the Armed Forces Radio over?
Good question. That's a good question. Nick, I'm sorry, Nick. Christopher, can they get the money some way to...
send that money back to the people who probably took it from them.
He cuts the guy off as soon as he's
and then he just gets completely turned around. And he's thinking about our names.
Nick,
Christopher,
can we get the money to them?
Hello?
Just when you thought there could...
Millions of high blood pressure sufferers in China.
China. Just when you thought there couldn't possibly be another Michael Jackson special, here it comes. The Fox Network, impressed by the numbers it and two other networks got with Jackson specials in the February sweeps, Fox is preparing another two-hour Jacko Fest to kick off the May sweeps.
Hey, it's a lady.
Because America loves the weird.
Apparently. Hey, it's a lady.
This one's called Michael Jackson's Private Home Movies.
Really?
The show, drawn from thousands of hours of home videos, airs April 24th.
I mean, what? God. Can you imagine what his real home movies are like?
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are going to be the homogenized. Homogenized versions. Can you imagine really like
the real home movies are just him taking a video of his thing.
Little Macaulay Culkin walking around.
Poor kid.
Hairless.
Oh, God.
Hairless genitals walking around.
God.
Sleep with me.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Hey, it's a lady.
The controversy continues over a TV show that hasn't even aired yet. The show is the reality game version of the old sitcom The Beverly Hillbillies. It would put a poor rural family into a big California mansion along with video cameras to see how they cope.
Why is there
such
so much
a killer idea?
You know, really, this isn't running anybody down.
Such a great idea.
I mean, these people are probably going to dig the fact that they get to go to Hollywood.
They'll have more money than they normally would.
Right.
What a great, great, great idea.
Since you turned me on to that movie, American Holler, you know, and you combine that with comedy.
And you give them money and you give them a mansion like
There is nothing wrong with this idea.
Lawmakers in Louisiana are the latest to object to what they call the humiliating stereotyping of persons of extreme poverty. 43 congressmen in this great country have already spoken out against the show from states including Kentucky, North Carolina, and West Virginia. There's even an organization fighting the show. The organization is called the Center for Rural Strategies.
Boy, there's one of those in every possible category.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. That's a hit show. Beyond a hit show. That's like pop icon culture already.
And really, you know, you got to look at the end of it.
Right.
Is there exploitation? Of course there's exploitation.
Yes, of course.
That's the comedy element. But you look at really at the end game.
Mm-hmm.
Those people are probably going to be able to parlay that into a lifetime of financial security.
Whoever the contestants are ultimately will agree to take part in the show.
All right, how about this? If it won't go on TV, put it on Blink 1027.
There you go.
Don, we can't talk about that.
That's right.
All right, yeah.
That's a great idea, though,
for
a TV show.
Yeah.
Whoever came up with that idea should be richly compensated, and it would be awful.
Yeah.
If someone was to take that idea to do a real-life Beverly Hillbillies show and just out and out steal it, that would be awful.
Yeah. If you ever found out who originated the idea, you'd have to line that person's pockets.
Mm-hmm. I think so. And that person, rightly so, should just sue the ass off the people who stole the idea.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, if that person got a windfall because of that, he ought to loan something to his friend.
Or give.
I like loan better than give. We got a break.
All right.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Broadcasting with a secret stash of ass gas, Don and Mike.
And now, once again, here is Buzz. You know, I can't believe we made it through the entire show. You heartless bastard. And you never thanked me for the phone thing.
I thank you privately.
But I like to be thanked publicly.
Much fanfare.
Well, now I can't thank you publicly.
Sure you can.
The show's not over.
Well, you can thank me right now.
I was planning to thank you publicly.
No, you weren't.
I was.
Were you really?
Yes.
All right.
I was going to actually say something really nice. What I was going to say is I was not having the best of mornings when you called me and told me that you got this nice little thing for my cell phone, and it actually made my day.
Well, thanks.
It made my morning. I was
really
actually
just
very,
busting
very
your
balls. Pleased. I was very, but you know, now it's just completely effing ruined.
I was just busting your balls. Sullied.
I don't. No, but I really like it. I do.
I don't want to embarrass Mike, but he was writing you a poem.
Mm-hmm. I was writing him a lovely love poem. I really was. It was very nice. But I thought that, you know, you did it just out of friendship, not that you wanted to be, you know, get credit publicly for
I did it out of friendship, but I also wanted some public.
Sure, I understand. Someday I'll figure you out.
Because it's something I said I would get you a couple days ago, and then I forgot about it.
And I actually went out in the interim and got another one that I hated, and hated to the extent where I actually took it away and I threw it down on the ground. And then you got this real nice one. And
I was,
you know,
busting your balls anyway, just because you're my
friend. It's very, very nice. It's fine. Did you say that to me once?
Yeah,
it's fine.
I did. It's fine.
No, it's great. I've had it on all day.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I like it. I actually am smelling it too.
Mm-hmm. It's leathery.
No, it's not leathery. Made of synthetic materials.
Still,
of course, it is.
The honoring of Bob Hope's 100th birthday continues, even though the big day is still over 6 weeks away.
I want to tell you, I'm winning.
Next Tuesday, Hope will be declared Citizen of the Century.
Citizen with bunny eyes of the century.
At the Hollywood Entertainment Museum.
Don, baby, how's it going?
He's hanging in there, isn't he, Dad?
You know, he's beaten the odds in the death pool for 15 years.
This is Bob Hope.
Or are we just being told that he is? This honoring ceremony next week, no doubt help Universal Pictures, which is releasing a new collection of Bob Hope's DVDs that day.
You can hit me with a bunker buster bomb and I still lose.
I know we don't have time. We go to the hall and just grab the Bob Hope All-American football team tape.
Yeah, this guy, there's more things he scratched the other side than me.
Bob Hope's wife and daughter will be at next week's ceremony. As usual these days, however, Bob will be unable to attend.
Show, we come to one of the frail highlights of our Christmas show, the introduction
of the Associated Press All-America Football League. And this is when he still had it together. The NCAA, the National League, and the Athletic Association.
Here they come, one by one, summarized on the best of the 1991 season. Let's start with the All-America defensive team right there.
Right there.
Steve Edmund, junior defensive tackle, University of Washington. Steve's certainly bigger than the other opposing linemen. In fact, he's generally bigger than the other school team's bus.
That laugh.
The standard Bob laugh.
Dawson, defensive lineman, senior, Baylor University.
Opposing players say that being blocked by this guy is an experience. You get to see what grass looks like from underneath.
Yeah.
There you go.
I want to tell you.
The applause.
Brad Culpepper, senior defensive tackle from Sunny University of Florida.
When Brad was only 2 years old, he had his picture taken on a bearskin rug. Actually, it wasn't a rug exactly. It was a real bear that Brad had in a hammerlock.
Hammerlock.
So, someday when he dies, we'll play that. That's 7.5 minutes.
Of Bob. Mm-hmm.
Of Bob.
I'm winning.
See what Brad looks like from the other side.
There you go. Right there. And there's skin rug. Half it. Lick it.
NSYNC's Lance Bass says he feels dumb when he watches the contestants on America's Most Talented Kids.
No, he's not retarded.
Bass is one of the judges on that TV talent show. He says it's crazy to watch 3-year-old master pianists. Quoting Lance, at 3, I don't even know if I was talking. The show airs tonight on NBC. Ooh. One of the other judges is former pop star Tiffany.
Mm.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now. Come on, baby. Do the locomotion.
Oh, you had that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
With those words, a singer named Little Eva burst upon the music scene. Today she's dead. She passed yesterday after a long illness. She was either 57 or 60 or somewhere in between. Nobody seems to know for sure. Little Eva was discovered by singer Carole King back when Eva did Carol's babysitting.
Wow.
Hold on.
And now an important tribute. The career and life of Little Eva.
Put it away already, Rob?
Yeah.
No. From the Don and Mike Show.
One last time. I know it's a gag we've done all day long.
Not nearly enough for me.
But this time, I'm serious. Little Eva.
From the valley, they say you are leaving. We will miss your bright eyes and sweet smiles. For they say you are taking the sunshine that brightened our pathway a while.
Little Eva.
Yeah, she will be missed. The man behind the Girls Gone Wild videos has been arrested on sex and drug charges.
Wild!
He was busted in Panama City, Florida, after parents complained he'd told their kids to lie about their ages on camera. Joe Francis was picked up after police found a tape that showed him telling a 16-year-old to say she was 18. That was just before he videotaped the bearing of her breasts.
Uh-oh.
The 16-year-old was with a group of 17-year-olds who were all asked to go to a motel room to act out nude scenes for the camera.
That's right.
Two kids who agreed got $100 each, but one of them told her mom about it, and mom called the cops.
Hello.
I don't think it was them.
Another rapper's been shot at. Snoop Dogg was the target last night as bullets flew toward a convoy of cars. He was in one of the five cars, two of which were hit. One of Snoop's seven bodyguards was wounded, but Snoop was not hurt. The shots came from a car that pulled alongside the convoy. There were three men in that car. One of them apparently wanted to talk to Snoop Dogg, and the shooting began after he refused.
It's going to be at Secrets tomorrow night.
All right. It's hip-hop night, I believe.
Snoop Dogg.
You'll be there.
And the Marshall Tucker Band.
All right.
You know, I hate douchebags. I really do.
You got one on the line?
No. That was on the internet.
No. What happened?
What?
Is it, I go to that DCRTV.com.
Right. What did they say now?
Well, it's about the thing we've alluded to today.
Right.
Yeah. Somebody, of course, nameless, writes,
of course.
Sounds like Don G's pulling a Stern with a lawsuit. He's apparently suing Blink 1027 in New York for stealing his idea for having a contest to find a DJ, then giving that person an air shift.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's an idea that Don created? Well, the answer is, first, well, sign your name, please.
Right.
Because I do read that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Second, there's much more to it than just that.
Yeah, and we can't talk about that, but I will just say that your record keeping has served you well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's a lot more to it than that. And trust me, this is not like Howard suing whoever he sued saying, hot was his idea,
In sports, second round play is finally underway at the Masters after Tiger Woods had his worst ever first round, a 4-over par 76.
Wow.
Darren Clark of Northern Ireland's in first place at 5-under. San Diego Chargers GM John Butler is dead at age 56. Lung cancer.
I'm just picturing the guy pulling himself up to the... No, not that guy,
of course.
The guy pulling himself to the keyboard. Sounds like Don G pulling a Stern with a lawsuit.
Nerd boy.
Jeff Gordon has the poll for Sunday's...
Right, that's an idea that Don created?
More to come.
Yeah. Right, douche. P.S. Sign your name.
Yeah.
Sign your name.
Gordon has the poll for Sunday's Virginia 500.
The poll.
The home opener for the Red Sox was rained...
The poll. Give Jeff Gordon the poll.
The Red Sox home opener rained out today. They'll have a twi-night doubleheader tomorrow against Baltimore.
Okay.
And finally, ladies, if you're going out tonight, watch out for what a guy might try to slip into your cleavage. Dateline Mannheim, Germany. A man in a disco tries to put the moves on 37-year-old Tina Lang. Quoting her, "I wasn't very interested in him, but when I was leaving, he whispered in my ear, 'I hope we'll see each other again.' He then dropped something down my cleavage, which I thought was his phone number. When she fished it out later, she found out it was really a small set of false teeth."
This little girl has knockers.
I'm Bud Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No, out of order.
Leave the door open.
Yeah. The door is not shut.
No.
We gotta go. I gotta pull a stern, man, and take Saturday and Sunday off.
There you go.
We'll be back Monday with a new episode. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart.
See you at the beach.
I'll see you there.
All right, good day to you, sir. Good day to you.
Good day to you, sir.
Hey.
My little baby sister can do it with me. It's easier than learning your ABCs.
Oh,
come on.
Come on, little Eva.
Yeah, he's so little Eva.
Come on. Little Ava.
BM.
Peter J.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying,
Be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.